long free slant. The floater from five, no, taken by Baker, got it. Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. Hit it! Hit it! He hit the shot!
And a very pleasant good evening to you, and welcome to the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. It's March Madness, Ohio Valley Conference style, as the Morehead State Eagles engage SIU Edwardsville in quarterfinal round play of the league tournament. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Tom Lewis. The 23-8 Eagles sit just 3 wins away from their preseason goal of earning a berth into the NCAA's Big Dance. That gauntlet starts with SIU Edwardsville, a team MSU split with during the regular season. The Cougars started their OVC tourney last night with a convincing first-round victory over Eastern Illinois, and they're hoping to make it 2 straight. Stay tuned. We're talking with MSU coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously, but as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Calling all Eagle Family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to the Ford Center in Evansville on the OVC Tournament. Quarterfinal action, Morehead State playing its first game of the tourney, taking on SIU Edwardsville. I'm Chuck Morales, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, this is an SIU Edwardsville team that you know pretty well. You played them twice, split those two games, lost at their place, won at your place. And here you get a chance to, I guess, if you want to call it that, get the tiebreaker.
Yeah, you know, and they're a dangerous bunch. Obviously, they've got a lot of talent across the board, a lot of versatility. You know, their identity is very much built on the defensive end, rebounding the ball, which is, you know, something we can relate to. And offensively, you know, they're going to, you know, they're just going to take a lot of tough shots. And so the key for us here tonight is just make sure that, you know, we're limiting those tough shots, making it work a little bit harder to get those, and then making sure we're rebounding the ball and then not giving them anything easy, nothing at the foul line, don't turn it over, you know, and then don't, you know, be on the, let them get on the offensive glass and get out in transition. Those are going to be the big keys tonight.
How do you feel about your team coming into the tournament?
Yeah, feeling really good. You know, obviously, you know, finishing the regular season strong with three straight wins of, you know, 20 points and, you know, getting everybody healthy. We've had some really good practices and, you know, making sure that we just got a full deck to play with. But our guys are playing free, they're playing loose, and they're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Yeah, you mentioned that a full lineup. You went 8 conference games with at least one starter missing. That's pretty tough to do, but getting everybody back and playing together, that's huge going into the tournament.
Yeah, you know, it is huge. You know, you want to be catching your stride, you want to have a lot of rhythm, and then, you know, you want to be healthy. You know, that's a big key, and, you know, the great thing is eight of those conference games, you know, we were able to win 6 of them without a starter, and so the growing pains that we had through that, or the growth that we had for guys that had to step up and play a different role and provide us a little bit more production, we always said was not only going to be valuable for us at that point in time and in the standings, but once we got here to March, and so we feel like we're a stronger team because of that adversity.
SIUE won last night over Eastern Illinois, so they had to advance to get into this game against your group. Is that an advantage or disadvantage for them or for you?
You know, I don't know. It doesn't matter. You know, we don't have any control over that. You know, you could say, well, they're fatigued and late night and all that, or you could look at it and say, now they've got some confidence and some rhythm. And so, you know, we don't have any control over that. We're going to focus on us and focus on our ability to prepare and go out there and play the best that we can play. And, you know, we talked about it all this week going in. We don't know who we're going to play. And so, you know, we've earned the right to have a couple days to be able to work on ourselves. And that's what, you know, championship programs do going into the postseason. And so we're going to stay focused on us and stay focused on that luxury that we have.
The one thing we've talked about this is that I like about this team is the mindset in which that they approach each and every game. It's kind of like that business-like approach. Let's just take it one at a time and do what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's what you expect from a veteran club like what we've got. And so these guys, they come in each and every day. They're focused. They're going hard. You know, those types of things, the energy, the effort, the attitude, those are things you don't have to address with this group. And so because of that, there's so much more room for us to be able to make adjustments, make improvement, and ultimately, you know, be playing your best basketball at this point in the year. And so I'm really proud of our guys and confident that that's what we're doing.
Back to SIUE for just a moment. Obviously, their strength is their guards, Miner, Taylor, and Shamar Wright.
Yeah, you know, you got to do a great job containing those guys. You know, I don't think they're going to necessarily beat you with unbelievable execution. You know, you got to make it, you know, the tough shots these guys are going to take. You got to make sure you're making them a little bit harder on our terms and not theirs. Contesting and then, you know, making sure you're rebounding the basketball. But we got to make sure we play crisp offensively, move the ball side to side because they're very disruptive with what they try to do. So we got to make sure that we're just running our offense faster than they can communicate their defense.
That's MSU coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Save on chicken feed and supplies during Hinton Mills annual Chick Days, March 8th and 9th at all six locations. Save on Hinton's fresh, local layer feed, grower, and other chicken feeds. Save on feeders, waters, bedding, heat lamps, and other poultry essentials. The baby chicks have arrived at our Flemingsburg and Mount Sterling locations. We have a wide variety to choose from while supplies last. We have Chick Days coloring sheets for the kids, and make sure you grab a free sample bag of all-natural EnviroBug while supplies last. Hinton Mills. Let's grow baby chicks together.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
And we welcome you back to the Ford Center quarterfinal round action of the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. Moorhead State, the third seed, taking on SIU Edwardsville, the number six seed. Edwardsville last night advanced with the first round victory over Eastern Illinois, 68-57. They actually ended the regular season on a three-game losing streak. They come in at 17-15 overall. They finished up at the OVC at 9-9. The Cougars are 2-13 away from their home court, 2-0 on a neutral floor. Their head coach is Brian Barone in his fifth season, a record of 64-90. Here's his starting lineup. Three guards and two forwards at the point will be all-conference player DeMarco Miner, a 6-foot junior from Chicago, averaging almost 16 points and 8.6 rebounds. He's the top rebounding guard in the OVC, number 5 overall in rebounding. He's also 9th in scoring, averaging 3.1 assists to boot as well. The second guard, also a very good player and scorer, Rayshawn Taylor, a 6'1 redshirt junior from Collinsville, Illinois, averaging 13.4 points, 3.6 rebounds. The third guard, Shamar Wright, a 6'7 fifth-year senior from Memphis, Tennessee, averaging just about 14 points and 4.5 rebounds. His brother, Lamar Wright, is one of the forwards, a 6'7", 205, fifth-year senior from Memphis as well, averaging just about 10 points and 4.2 rebounds. And the other forward, Terrence Thompson, a transfer from Navarro College, 6'8 junior from La Crosse, Wisconsin. He goes 250 pounds, averaging 5.5 points, 4 rebounds a game. Moorhead State, led by 8th-year head coach Preston Spradlin, right now 23-8 on the season, finishing as tri-champions in the regular season, atop the OVC at 14-4 with Little Rock and UT Martin. Moorhead State ended the season, the regular season, with three straight wins, a victory Saturday at home against Lindenwood, 67-49. MSU lifetime at the Ford Center at OVC tournament play, 7-4. Here's Coach Spradlin's starting lineup. You know the names. Three guards, two forwards. At the point will be Drew Felwell, 6'3" senior from Orlando, Florida, averaging 9.6 points, 3.1 rebounds. He leads the OVC in assists this year with 196, just 9 away from setting a new school single-season record. Averages 6.5 assists per ball game. The second guard, Jordan Lathan, a 6'4" graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging 15.9 points, 7th best in the OVC. He's 8th in rebounding at 6.2 caroms a contest. He, along with Riley Minix, on the OVC's all-newcomer team. Minix, by the way, also the OVC's Player of the Year. The third guard, Khalil Thomas, 6'5", graduate student from New Orleans, averaging 12 points over 4 rebounds. As we mentioned, Riley Minix, one of the forwards, 6'7", graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, 2nd in the OVC in scoring at 20.5 points a game, 2nd in rebounding at 9.9 boards a contest. The other forward, Deontay Miles, the Xavier transfer at 7 feet even, 240 pounds, a graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 5.5 points, 5.3 rebounds. Moorhead State in the overall series, which began in 2010, leads SIU Edwardsville 15-6. This year, the two teams split their two matches. SIUE winning on its home floor on January 13th, 61-48. Moorhead State returned the favor at Johnson Arena on February 8th, knocking off the Cougars 79-68. Your officials for this contest, Steve Devine, Chris Hudson, and Chance Wallison. It's Morehead State taking on SIU Edwardsville in the OVC tournament. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis, coming back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Morehead State taking on SIU Edwardsville in the quarterfinals of the OVC tournament. As mentioned, SIUE advanced last night with a victory over Eastern Illinois. The winner of this ball game will advance into the semifinals at 9:30 tomorrow night Central, 10:30 Eastern, to take on UT Martin. Earlier tonight, Western Illinois knocked off Tennessee State in the first quarterfinal round matchup of the night, 61-58. Western will play top-seeded Little Rock tomorrow night at 7. Tom Lewis, let's talk about this ball game for Morehead State. You know, they defended well against SIU Edwardsville both times. The key may be how well they play offense. They weren't very good the first time in losing in Edwardsville. The second time they were very good in putting the ball in the net and won that contest handily.
Yeah, and when you look at SIU Edwardsville's success this season, it has come when they have kept the opposition from really getting in sync offensively. In games when they have held their opposition to under 70 points, the Cougars are 14-3. In games when their opposition scores 70 or more, they're 3-12. So 70 is kind of a magic number. By the same token, the Eagles don't want to get into a track meet tonight, Chuck. It isn't a case of wanting to run and gun. It's a case of offensive efficiency and Morehead State needing to take advantage of the easy opportunities that it may get as this game goes on. And that is something that they have been able to do more often than not coming into this season.
Hey.
On the other hand, Morehead State defensively is going to need to keep this SIU Edwardsville offense in check. So it's a case of being fundamentally sound on both ends of the floor. And we'll see if Morehead State can do that tonight.
SIU Edwardsville dressed in the black traveling uniforms, white numbers, white letters, and some white and some cardinal red trim. As for Morehead State, the white uniforms with the royal blue numbers and letters and royal and gold trim. Again, the lineups for SIU Edwardsville: Minor Taylor, Shamar Wright, Lamar Wright, Terrence Thompson. For Morehead State, Thelwell, Lathan, Thomas, Minix, and Miles. MSU will travel left to right on your radio dial as we open things up here from the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. Thanks for joining us tonight along the ESN. Ball in the air, opening tap control by Morehead State. Minix back to Thelwell, comes down central through that big OVC logo in the middle of the floor. Up top on Shamar Wright, high right on Taylor now, and back to his left between the circles. 18 to shoot, Minix out for the basketball, far sideline Lathan. Lathan curls out front to the right wing to Thelwell, drives the right arc. Bounce right of the lane, 8 to shoot to Minix. Minix driving to the lane, turns at the block, 4 to shoot, puts up the short one off the window and in. Morehead State up 2-0. Boy, that was a tough shot in traffic.
It was, but that's that offensive efficiency we were talking about, Chuck, where they ran the shot clock down. It wasn't about getting off a quick shot. It was about being efficient, and that's what the Eagles did that first trip.
Taylor with SIUE controlling for the first time to Minor high left, turning right on Thelwell to the free throw line. He cuts him off. He'll fade and fire from 18. In and out, no. Rebound high in the air. Latham with two hands took it down. Comes up the right sideline to the offensive end himself. Crossover dribble. Kicks it off to the right side to Thelwell. He'll angle in and back out to the near wing to Lathan. Lathan holding. Bouncing it left toward the free throw line. Backs up far side Thelwell. Far corner Thomas with 10 to shoot. Back out to Thelwell. High right to Lathan against the 2-3 zone. Right block to Minix. Knocked away. Stolen by Lamar Wright. Back to Miner. Driving on Thomas. Baseline right with a scoop. Off the glass. No. Off the rim. And now Lamar Wright tries to tip it in. The ball got stuck between the rim and the glass. Possession light to SIUE.
Good contest in transition by Riley Minix. Had to make up a lot of ground and contested that first shot attempt enough to get it to move, go just a little bit too strong.
Taylor on the baseline left inbound gets it back from Thompson near corner. He'll dribble at the left wing on Minix. Drive toward the baseline. Dump it off high left to Thompson. Back around to the right to the elbow Taylor. He'll turn, look, fire from 15. Off the iron twice in the miss. And rebound fought for. It's loose on the hardwood. There's a tie-up between several players. And the possession light to Morehead State this time. They hadn't changed it, but it is MSU basketball. And that's what Morehead State needs to do against this team is hold them the one and done as much as possible at the offensive end.
Exactly. And those two looks from DeMarco Miner and then Rayshon Taylor are the kinds of shots that SIU Edwardsville is prone to take, those mid-range jumpers. And Morehead State so far, they've given them up, but they've not let them get another follow shot.
Minix straight away, far side to Lathan. He'll curl out front. Back high left to Thomas. Catch and shoot three. Rims off, no. Rebound slapped to the near sideline, and it bounces across the sideline and out of bounds. It'll be SIUE basketball. Minix was trying to find a teammate. Just slapped it out, hoping someone would be there, but nobody was. 2-0, Morehead State. The Eagles drop inside the half-court line to defend. Taylor across, waving a teammate out. Thompson, he sets a screen. Taylor runs the left arc off of it. Whips it back out to Lamar Wright. Wright wants Miner, can't find him. Thelwell's all over him. Headed the key, Thompson. Thompson wants Shamar Wright. Got him cutting at the left wing to the baseline. He'll shoot from 12, bangs it off the rim. No floor rebound, far side of the lane. Lathan and Morehead. Jordan to the offensive end, right side, Minix near corner, wide open, Thomas for the triple, bang it home!
Boy, to have a guy like Riley Minix, who is so good in the low post, but also can extend a defense because of his deep range, pulled the defense toward him, saw the wide open teammate in the corner, and Thomas buried it.
5-0, Morehead State. Taylor on the drive on Lathan, got to the baseline, dishes back baseline left to Thompson for the easy two, and SIUE is on the board.
I guess they had to score eventually, right?
Well, that's, yeah, in a game like this, yeah, basketball, they probably will. Fell well at the near side. Back out toward the line on the logo, Lathan. He'll dribble it to the left hash, turn right, goes to the free throw line. Now a moving screen, and it's Deontay Miles, who's done that several times this year and is having trouble with that particular thing. He picks up the first foul of the ball game. That's something that Deontay's got to get better at before next season. So Morehead State up 5-2, defends. Here comes Miner. Left of the logo, Taylor. Taylor on Lathan, Morehead man-to-man. Taylor moving in, driving on Miles, got to the block. Goes to the corner, keeps his dribble there at the wing. Crossover dribble, dump it out straight away to Shamar Wright. No shot on Miles. Left to right, back to the logo. Taylor with 10 to shoot, takes the handoff. Taylor toward the right block. Lamar Wright, they double him, and they're going to call a foul. Ooh, boy. There, that wasn't a lot of contact, but that's the second foul on Deontay Miles, and that's a tough one there.
And
I'm not too sure.
Nope, Zach Emmy quickly up off the bench, almost in sprint mode to get to the scorer's table to check in to replace Deontay.
Fresh 20 on the shot clock. Shamar Wright, baseline right for Edwardsville to inbound. Throws it to the far side to Thompson. Back to the hash, Miner. He'll drive the wing to the baseline. Got underneath on Iyemi. Now Thomas bounces the ball off his foot. Out of bounds. Turnover, SIUE. Give it to Morehead State. That's the first turnover for the Cougars. 5-2, Morehead State with the lead. Has the ball to go left to right, 94 feet. Thomas drops it in on the hop to Thelwell. He'll come up from three-quarter court on Taylor. Thelwell across the line. Gets off the screen by Minix, returns it to Riley out front. He'll go left with it. Back out straight away. Iyemi high right to Thelwell. Wants Thomas. He'll catch it near the top of the arc. Bounce to the right wing. Thelwell. Right block extended. Minix down low. Iyemi fakes a man in the air. Lays it up and missed it. Oh, boy. Got to put those one on.
Yep.
Those have got to go in.
Go up strong.
Here's Shamar Wright on the move toward the top of the key. Back behind him, Thompson between the circles straight away. And now what do we have here? A travel against Thompson's second Cougar turnover. And that'll take us to our first media timeout of this ball game. 15:50 left to go in the first half here at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. It's Morehead State 5, SIUE 2. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh store ground beef from Brown is specially priced at only $4.49 a pound. Fresh asparagus, just $1.99 a pound. And 15-ounce cans of Our Family Pinto, Black, Great Northern, and Navy beans are only $1 a can. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
All right, 15:50 left to go in the first half here at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. Quarterfinals of the OVC tournament. 5-2, Morehead State leads SIU Edwardsville. Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State 2-4 from the field, 1-2 outside the arc. As for SIUE, just 1-6 from the floor, yet to shoot a three. And we've not had a free throw yet between either team in the ballgame. Rebounding right now, even at three apiece. And as for turnovers, that's also even 2-2.
That no three-point attempts for the Cougars is going to change. It's a team that more than a third of their field goal tries on the season have come from outside the arc, and they are not shy about shooting the tray. So I'm sure we'll see a few of those before this night's over.
If there are any changes, it looks like SIUE has sent in 6'11 sophomore from Tinley Park, Illinois, Arnas Sakinas, who averages about 3.5 points and 2.5 rebounds. For Morehead State, I don't see any changes as the starting five still out there. Thelwell inside the logo. Minix out to the top of the arc to take the short fast. High left to Thelwell. Thelwell turns right. Bounce to the right side, ball kicked by Miner, and Morehead State will inbound at the right sideline. They reset the shot clock to 20.
You know, we talk a lot about the pride that Coach Preston Spradlin has in playing solid defense, and a lot of OVC teams have kind of gone more to an offensive-heavy approach, but Coach Brian Baroni, also one who preaches defense a lot, and it shows.
Minix in the lane, shovels up a shot. It'll curl out, no good. Rebound, Ayemi, put back baseline left off the window and in.
And that was a much better effort by Zach. He went up strong, did not hesitate. Strong hands and finished very well.
7-2 MSU. Taylor from Miner, driving left to the lane. Turns to his right to the free throw line. Right block to the goal. Feeds up a wild shot. Side of the rim, no. Rebound fought for. Eiemi knocks it loose. Ball to the far sideline. Minix has it. Falls down. Threw it off of Lathan. Going down now, Eiemi, who somehow got the ball back to Thelwell. Looked like a bunch of bowling pins going down. Lathan right wing. Open for three. Yes, sir. And now it's 10-2 Morehead State. Good start. Right of the logo. Offensive end near side. It's Miner. Guarded by Thelwell out of the MSU man-to-man. He'll turn left off the screen by Sakinas. Left angle from 15. That's his shot, but he missed it. Rebound inside the lane. Thomas from Morehead State to Thelwell at the near sideline. Drew on the run. Now slows it down at the right hash. Back behind him between the circles. Lathan turning left. Bangs into Shamar Wright, who has the first Cougars foul. Morehead State with two, and now here comes Eddie Rickson for Thelwell.
Credit to Iami with a nice high pick. Forced Wright to try to fight through it and was unsuccessful in doing so, but Iami did a good job standing his ground and not being called for an illegal screen.
Rick's the 6'7 freshman from Clarksville, averaging almost 8 points a game. Left hash inbound with 20 to shoot. Thomas into Lathan. Lathan works the point to the right wing to Ricks. He'll go toward the corner and back out to his left between the circles. Iaimi left right behind him. Lathan, he'll come around for a three ball, fire up the air ball. Took contact, went down, no call. And Miner may have been stepped on somewhere because that right foot
I'm not sure if he got stepped on
him.
Or if he's the one who stepped on the shooter as he was coming down.
Yeah, and he was trying to get up and now has returned to a seated position where he's checked out by his teammates who will get him to his feet and he'll limp down the floor as he twisted that right ankle.
Actually, it was Miner who had his foot stepped on, but he was actually guilty of moving in under the shooter. That could have very easily been called a foul on Miner for undercutting the perimeter jump shooter.
Desmond Polk, who just came in for SIUE, the 6'1 redshirt junior from Milwaukee, controls left wing to Miner. He'll circle out front, right side, Polk open. He'll fire a three and drain it.
3-point basket.
First made 3-point try of the night by the Cougars, their first attempt from long range.
20 of three of the year for Polk, who's 34.5% outside the arc. 10-5 Morehead State. Ricks between the circles to his right, Minix. Minix to the far side, Thomas. Along the sideline, Ricks back out to Thomas. Catches, looks. Looks like they may be in a zone with some kind of 2-3. Lathan, far side to Ricks, pass tip, but Eddie got it, and now he walked with it. Third Morehead turnover. Preston Spradlin at the MSU bench shouting instructions to his Eagles as backcourt far side Polk will inbound on the bounce to Miner, who comes across the timeline with the left-hand dribble on Thomas. MSU still man-to-man. Left arc, Polk on Lathan. To his right, a couple of steps. Far side, Miner catches on Thomas. He'll try to drive the angle. Pitches it back out to Polk. Driving in. Threw it in the lane. Stolen by Minix. Riley will slow it down. Wait for the cavalry. And now come across the timeline to the right of the emblem. Turn left. Got to the free throw line. Left block to the baseline to the goal. Reverse layup try. Fight for the rebound. No. And I think maybe Iaimi over the back for a foul there.
I believe you are correct, sir.
And that indeed is the call. So Zach's first, Morehead State with its third, and the big men own them all.
Drew Thelwell back on the floor for Morehead State.
Thompson back in for SIUE. Looks like they have also, let's see, they've got Taylor back in the ballgame. They got Taylor, Polk, Thompson, Lamar Wright, and Shamar Wright. As you mentioned, Thelwell back in for MSU. SIUE down 10-5 controls. Thompson, head of the arc. A couple of bounces to his right. Up the sideline for it. Lamar Wright driving on Minix toward the baseline. Fakes, pumps, misses from 10. Rebound tapped around. They fight for it. Loose on the hardwood. Ricks to the free throw line. Has it. Hands it back to Drew Thelwell.
Again, the Eagles a phenomenal job of holding the Cougars to just one shot.
Thelwell turning left, coming right toward the top of the key. 17 to shoot. Drew wide left. Picks up that dribble. Coming out for it. Far side, Minix. Minix driving the angle, got to the baseline, gets around a man, splits a double team, and we've got a foul on SIUE. They were a little bit too aggressive in trying to pinch Riley Minix as he tried to get that pass away, and it's Lamar Wright for his first foul, the second on the Cougars. And here comes Deontay Miles back in for Morehead State. He'll be out there with two fouls. 12:25 to go in the half. MSU up 10-5. Baseline left, fresh 20 on the shot clock. Minix, offensive end inbound. Minix looks, far corner Ricks. Bobbled it, high left to Thelwell. Thelwell controls, wide right. Back to Minix, wide left. Fakes, takes it left of the lane. Fades and fires from 17 off the glass and nothing else. Rebound ricochets to Thompson. Up the right sideline, midcourt to Taylor. Taylor, offensive end for the Cougars. Driving left of the lane. Dumped down baseline right. Thompson, a fake, no. Tip try by Shamar Wright. No, ball knocked away out of bounds. Baseline left. Last touch by either Miles or Thomas. And the Cougars will get the ball back. SIU Edwardsville just 2 of 10 from the field. Now here comes Jordan Lathan back in for MSU. Riley Minix gets a break. Baseline left. New 20 on the shot clock. Inbounding will be SIUE's Rayshawn Taylor. Taylor looks down low. Got the ball into Shamar Wright. Tip. Stolen Morehead State. Ricks. Lathan across the timeline, left of the logo. He'll penetrate, got to the lane, right corner, open Thomas, sets his feet, three ball, no. Rebound tapped to Thomas. Near wing, out to Thelwell, far side to Lathan. He'll jack the three, bottom of the iron, no. Floor rebound inside the lane, cleared away by Thompson. Thompson up the floor, Shamar right. Shamar right, high right, back to the trailing Thompson, between the circles. Right side, Polk. Bounce to the right block, Shamar right, double team there. He'll circle left, jump feed, left corner. Lamar Wright driving the baseline, and I think he stepped out of bounds with it. Yes, he did indeed, and that turns it over to Morehead State. We have a timeout on the floor for the Cougars. That is turnover number four. 10-5, Morehead State leads SAU Edwardsville with 11:27 to go in the first half at the Ford Center in Evansville at the OVC Tournament. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Well, Morehead State with a 10-5 lead. We've played about 8.5 minutes, just over that. And both teams having trouble scoring right now. Morehead State, 0 of its last 5 from the field. A scoring drought of 3 minutes and 27 seconds. Meanwhile, SIUE, a scoring drought of 2:35. MSU is 4 of 12 from the field. SIUE, 2 of 11. Rebounding is even at 8. Turnovers, 5-3 SIU Edwardsville. And those numbers brought to you by Whitaker Bank.
Eagles looked pretty sharp offensively coming out of the gate, but those last five shots have not been as sharp.
Minix is back in there for Morehead State. Lathan controls between the circles from Thelwell. Left to right behind him. Drew for the handoff. Double teamed out front. Tries to spin away off the screens from Miles. Goes free throw line, left corner, Ricks for three, off the iron, no. Left of the lane, the rebound, Taylor for SIUE. Morehead State having trouble buying a basket right now. Taylor just inside the line on Thelwell. Inside the right hash, bounces it off to Polk. Polk, right block, Shamar right on Minix. Turns to his right, to his left, back to his right, fades and fires from 11. Off the iron, a miss, and a rebound, Ricks.
Beautifully defended by Minix.
Thelwell down central, left to right across the line on Taylor. Looks like they kind of run almost a 2-3, almost a little bit of a matchup out of that.
Yeah, a little matchup.
Thelwell high left. Wide right, Minix. Fakes, looks, he'll shoot the three. Put it on the board. Riley with 5. The OVC Player of the Year. 13-5, Morehead State. Now has 639 points this season. Only the 8th MSU player to score 600 points plus in a season. Coming with the basketball, just in there, Brian Taylor. He lost the ball. Polk had it, knocked away by Thelwell. Taylor, left wing, got it to the driving Lamar Wright. Check that, Shamar Wright laid it up, missed it, but drew a foul. He'll get a couple of free throws. It's Riley Minix with his first foul and the fourth on Morehead State.
That's his third, team four.
They may have given that to Deontay Miles. They did.
Oh, my gosh. Tom, that's his third.
It's his third. 3 of Morehead State's 4 fouls committed by their big man.
Zach Iyemi quickly off the Morehead bench comes to the scorer's table to come in. Edwardsville also making a change when it gets time. Right at the line for a free throw. high off the iron, and it rolled along the top of the glass and fell away, no good. Here comes Miner back in for SIUE as EIME checks in for Miles from Morehead State. We won't see Deontay the rest of the half. 10-10 left to go in the first stanza. MSU up 13-5. Wright, the 65% free throw shooter with his second go at it. The lefty puts it up. It'll roll and go.
EIME on the floor replacing Miles. Averages 10 minutes a game. He's going to have to play the final 10 minutes of this first half potentially.
Some backcourt pressure by Brian Taylor. Thelwell jump feed to Lathan, who gives it back to Thelwell. Left of the logo in the front court. Thelwell checking the traffic against the 1-2-2 zone. Thelwell to his right, back to his left. Wide right, Lathan. Back to Thelwell, left side, sets his feet, three ball, rims off. No, tapped up and in, though, by Ricks.
Great play by Ricks, came crashing in. Nobody picked him up or boxed him out.
First two for Eddie, 15-6, Morehead State. Shamar Wright, left angle drive, takes it to the hole, missed the shot, fight for the rebound. Ricks had it, lost it. Thompson took it out of his hands and put it home, and he's fouled. He'll get a free throw.
He got a sense on that play that Coach Brian Barone recognizes Morehead State has so much depth, particularly on the perimeter, but a little bit thin down low, and trying to force Morehead State to go to that smaller lineup where Riley Minix has to slide to the five. They went right at EIME. He stood his ground, no foul.
Until a three-point play, Thompson cans the free throw.
Until the Ricks foul on the rebound try.
Five for Thompson. It's 15-9 Morehead State. Some backcourt pressure, zone pressure. Across the line, Lathan from Thelwell. Back to the logo to his left, and Thelwell. Again, that 1-2-2. It's almost like a pack line defense, Tom.
Yeah, a little bit.
Toward the left hash, Thelwell. He'll turn right off the double screen up top. Goes back to the left side. Ricks, check that. Minix open from three-point land. Missed it. Thompson takes down the board. SIUE with it. Taylor, offensive end. Penetrates toward the top of the key now. Backs it up between the circles. Starts forward. Lost the dribble. Left corner, Miner. He'll shoot the three from there and knocks it down. He was too open. 15-12. Cougars back within three. Morehead State with a basketball. And 8:52 to go until halftime. Thelwell across the line on Taylor. Leaves it for Minix out front. Right wing coming back, Taylor. Taylor holding, looking. Free throw line, EIME. Far side, Minix driving baseline left. The runner from 5 feet off the glass and in. Riley Minix with seven. Morehead State extends its lead to 7 points, or rather 5 points, at 17-12. Miner inside the timeline. Morehead State man-to-man. Right wing, Brian Taylor, right hand. Cross-court, Miner at the left wing. In on Ricks. To the baseline he goes, keeps his dribble out to the hash. Shamar Wright driving on Minix to the right of the lane, fades and fires from 10 off the iron, off the glass. No, flying in there. Miner for the rebound, ran into two Morehead players. Who's the foul on?
That was on Morehead State's number five.
Oh, boy, Zach EIME with his second. So Miles with three, EIME with two. Morehead State has an issue with its big men.
Yep.
An issue they've had all season long, picking up a lot of fouls. Here comes Morton Thomas in for Morehead State. EIME and Thelwell check out. So Morehead State will go a little smaller with Riley Minix sliding into the post.
I think the most frustrating thing about that foul call on EIME is he wasn't the most out-of-control player on the floor. It was Miner who came crashing in and went over about three different backs.
Brian Taylor, baseline left, new 20 on the shot clock for SIUE offensive end. Toward the near corner, Shamar Wright, and he lost it out of bounds. Just couldn't control it with one hand trying to save it, but just couldn't quite corral it.
That is the sixth turnover of the evening already on the Cougars.
8:09 to play in the half. MSU up 17-12. Backcourt, Jerome Mork. He'll bring it up. Now gives it to Lathan, who crosses the line. Lathan toward the right hash, up the sideline. Morton for it. Back to Lathan at the right wing. Lathan on Taylor. Bounce right block extended. Minix on Lamar Wright. He'll play it down. Power his way in there to his left. And I think Lamar Wright, with too much body, picked up a foul. He did. Second foul on Lamar Wright, third on SIUE, and we have a media timeout. 7:51 remains in the first half at the Ford Center in Evansville. Your score, it's Morehead State 17, SIU Edwardsville 12. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Moorhead State 17, SIU Edwardsville 12. I'm Chuck Morales along with Tom Lewis at the Ford Center in Evansville. Quarterfinal round of the OVC tournament. The winner to take on UT Martin tomorrow night, the second seed. Shooting in this ball game has not been much to write home about as we go inside the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. SIUE is 4 of 16 from the floor, 2 of 2, though, outside the arc, 2 of 3 at the line. Moorhead State, just 7 of 18, 3 of 10 from three-point land, has yet to shoot a free throw, 12-10 rebounding to Edwardsville. And in the turnover category, SIUE with 6, Moorhead State with 3. As we talked about, Moorhead State's big men in trouble from a foul situation. That's been a story that we've seen reoccur this year. Deontay Miles with 3 personals. Zach Iyemi with 2. Moorhead State as a team with 6. So it's Iyemi, Thomas, Thelwell, Minix, and I would assume Lathan. Here he comes. Yep.
Well, and that foul trouble for Moorhead State's low post guys in effect neutralizes one of Moorhead State's biggest strengths, rebounding margin. The Eagles came in plus 9.5 a game. SIUE only plus 0.7.
Thelwell off the screen, right wing, fires up a three, in and out, no, fight for the rebound. It knocks away out of bounds. I think it last touched Lathan's leg. It did, so they'll give it to SIU Edwardsville to go right to left. Good look for Thelwell off the screen. Just didn't get the ball to go down the hole.
And that's the thing, Chuck. The Eagles have gotten some good looks, even from deep. They just haven't fallen for the most part.
17-12, MSU by 5, defends. Across the timeline, DeMarco Minor at the emblem. Off of Sakina's pick, comes left of the lane to the elbow. Back behind him, Shamar Wright, driving left into Minix. Tries to power to his right, forces up a wild air ball. Minix takes it down, ball knocked away by Brian Taylor, but Minix got it back. Long feet ahead, left wing offensive end. Thelwell kicks it back to the trailing Minix. High left, Thelwell, another three. This one grazes the iron. No, but comes down to Minix, who scoops and scores on the putback.
The roommates, Minix and Thelwell, the only two who touched the ball on that trip, but it ended up being 2 points.
9 for Riley. It's 19-12 Moorhead. DeMarco Minor between the circles, working off the Sakinas screen. Now Sakinas peels off to go down low. Right wing, Shamar Wright, angling into the lane from the right side. Nothing doing, and he traveled with it. And that will be turnover number 7 for SIUE.
And the Cougars on the year only average 10.5 turnovers an entire game. So that gives you an idea of the effectiveness of Moorhead State's defensive pressure, particularly in the half court here in the first half.
Thomas inbounds as he comes back in, gives it to Thelwell. 19-12 MSU. Thelwell across the line into Rayshawn Taylor. And now they're going to call an offensive foul on Thelwell as Taylor took a dive. And unfortunately,
I've got to say, Taylor was crowding Thelwell quite a bit, but that was a pretty emphasized, exaggerated push-off by Thelwell, more so than we typically see from Drew.
And that's the 7th on Moorhead State, so with 6:46 to play in the half, SIUE thus goes into the bonus. Moorhead State defends. Yeah, Taylor went flying back like he'd been shot out of a cannon, and I didn't think there was enough contact for that, but he sold it well.
He did.
Credit. Miner across the line on Drew Thelwell. Through with his first personal down the right sideline, guarding, and now circling left is Miner into Thomas. Right wing fade and fire from 17. No, Eiemi in the lane. Pulls down the two-hand rebound to his left, gives it off to Thelwell. Thelwell surveys the traffic in the offensive end with 6.5 to play in the half. Thelwell out toward the left hash between the circles to his right, Minix. Right wing coming out, Thomas. Thomas on Polk. 13 to shoot. Left to right out front for it. Lathan, far side, Thelwell, 9 to shoot. Left block, Minix extended into a double team. Jump feet down low. Eiemi tries the left, missed it, had help as he was fouled on the play by Polk. He'll get two free throws. Good ball fake by Eiemi to get his defender in the air.
It was a good ball fake, and it was a difficult pass by Minix out of that double team. He wanted to try to fan it back out, I think, to Khalil Thomas on the perimeter, but SIUE did a tremendous job in that double team, and the only option that Riley really had was to get it on the bounce down low to Eiemi.
Eiemi with a field goal and 2 points, free throw up and in. And if you're keeping track, Zach is 51% for the year, but 11 of his last 14 from the line. So he has really worked to improve, and it showed. Eiemi with the next one, pitches it up and through. Zach makes them both. He's got four. MSU up 21-12. 6 minutes to play, first half. Down central, Miner on Thelwell, who backpedals. He'll run to the right hash. Pushes off, turns it left out to the logo, and Taylor. Taylor coming left wing off the screen. He'll fire a three, bangs it off the rim. No, Minix the board for Morehead State. Waits for things to clear out and bounces it to Thelwell, who jogs it across the line. Thelwell in the offensive end with Polk guarding him and giving him a few feet. He'll dance toward the left hash. And down the side, straight away, Minix. Riley for three on the catch and shoot. No, left of the lane, Miner, the rebound for SIUE. He'll fly down the floor into Thomas, got to the lane to the block, to the far corner. Out to the right hash, Taylor. Up top, Thompson. Thompson trying to find Taylor. Great defense by Lathan there. Far side to Miner, 14 to shoot. Miner at the sideline, turns left on Thomas, got a screen, driving to the free throw line. 7 to shoot, 6 to shoot. Now he'll fade, fire, and miss it off the bottom of the iron, and it'll go out of bounds. Barely grazed the iron. Not a lot on it, and it's out of bounds, and it's Morehead State basketball to go left to right, 94 feet.
Fantastic half-court defense again. The Eagles switching and changing defenders, primary defenders on DeMarco Miner. It worked beautifully there.
Minix from Thelwell, high left. Up top, Eiemi. Wide right, Thelwell, a bounce. Cross court, Thomas. He'll drive the angle, got to the baseline, to the hole, scoops, misses. Minix the rebound. Thomas went down. He was fouled. He should get a couple of free throws. He went sailing out of bounds. Now let's see who that foul's on.
Let's see what's on Terrence Thompson.
That's his first team.
First foul on Terrence Thompson, fifth on the Cougars. That will send Morehead State's Khalil Thomas line right for two. Khalil with a triple for all his points in the contest. So far this year, 33 of 37 from the line, 89%. Doesn't shoot a lot of free throws, but pretty good when he does get to the line. Real good, actually. Free throw up and in for Khalil.
He's got good about any time he shoots the basketball.
Yeah, really. Ricks comes in, Eiemi out. 22-12, Morehead State with its first double-digit lead in this ball game. It's 10 points with 4:41 to go in the half.
Shamar Wright just checked back in for SIUE, replacing, I believe it was Sarkanis.
Well, wouldn't you know, Thomas missed the next free throw. SIUE has the basketball after the rebound. It's Miner coming across talking to Taylor, gives him the ball right at the logo as they ran in tandem across the line. High left to Miner, turns right off the pick from Thompson, but Thomas hangs in there. Taylor with it, driving right of the lane with a scoop. Off the glass, off the rim, twice and in. Nashawn Taylor with his first points. It's 22-14 Morehead State. Thelwell across the line on Taylor. Down the right arc. Pitches it back out to the line to Lathan, who runs to the left hash, turns right toward the top of the lane, to the right block, to the baseline, to the goal, feeds it up off the glass, off the rim, and good!
What a nice blow by J2.
J2 now at 5 points. 24-14 Morehead. High right, open. Rayshon Taylor gets a great look and cans a three. He was wide open. That, and he's that wide open, he's not going to miss.
That's probably the widest open look of the night from deep for the Cougars.
Taylor with five. It's 24-17. MSU with 3:38 to play in the half. Left hash Thomas from Thelwell out to Ricks at the logo. Holding high, wide left after a bounce to Minix. To Latham, straight away, the long three, back of the rim, no. Left block, rebound, Shamar Wright. He was way out there when he took that shot. Miner driving on Thelwell to the right corner. Tries to back his way toward the lane now. Morehead State coming with a double with Ricks. High left to Shamar Wright. Back out to Miner, right hash Taylor. Taylor on Thomas, 10 to shoot. And he traveled with it.
Good call.
Took an extra step trying to jab step Thomas and turned it over. And that's a timeout on the floor after the eighth turnover on SIU Edwardsville. 3:05 to play in the first half at the Ford Center at the OVC Tournament. Quarterfinal round action. Morehead State 24, SIU Edwardsville 17. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
24-17, low-scoring game at the Ford Center in this quarterfinal round game of the OVC tournament. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. 24-17, MSU on top of SIU Edwardsville. 3:05 to go in the first half. While we have a moment, we'll step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead. The flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Moorhead State just 3 of 14 outside the arc, Tom, so far. Some of those not great shots. Many of them were good looks. I think they'll shoot them better in the second half, but sometimes I think they've settled for threes when they could have gotten better.
I think you're right, Chuck. And you know, you mentioned 3 of 14 from outside the arc. Inside, 6 of 10. So when they've gotten it down low, they've been pretty effective offensively and you know, way above the usual ratio as far as three-point shots as opposed to two-pointers, 14 from outside, 10 from in.
Thelwell at the left wing, turns right, comes out front, 22 to shoot. Left side, Lathan fakes and took off on the drive, but he shuffled his feet and walked with it. And Moorhead State with the turnover, number five. MSU with a seven-point lead will drop back inside the center line to defend as Miner comes across Andrew Thelwell to the right of that big OVC emblem. Bounce out front to Thomas, back to the goal, rather Thompson. Left wing coming up, Taylor to the free throw line. No one picks him up. He fades, fires, shoots, misses. Far side of the lane, Minix with a two-hand rebound for Moorhead State. And now we've got a problem with Khalil Thomas as he's holding his right knee and went down to the hardwood and is in a seated position right now holding that right leg. I'm not sure what exactly happened.
Sure
the trainer, Jordan Kelly, will come out to check him out. Now he's kind of laying down on his right side. I didn't see it, Tom.
No, I didn't either, Chuck.
The ball was headed up the floor and Thomas was behind the play.
Right. He was flexing that knee, which is a good sign, but now he is up and he is walking off. He's got Minix to one side and Trainer to the other, and able to put weight on that leg, so that's a good sign, but we'll monitor that as the minutes tick here.
Jerome Morton will check back in for Morehead State. The 6'4 freshman from Winchester will take Khalil's place. And they may take Khalil down to the locker room area.
Yeah, he's going on back the tunnel.
Yeah. And here comes Morehead State with 2.5 to go in the first stanza. Thelwell out front, left-hand dribble, high right, Ricks. Eddie Holding plays it down, right hash, Latham. 2-3 matchup zone. Latham to his left between the circles. Driving in on Taylor, cut off, left hash back to Thelwell with 10 to shoot. Through Thelwell. On Polk, driving the wing to the baseline to the goal with a drive and a layup off the window, off the iron and in. Drew Thelwell's first 2 points of the ball game, with Morehead State the 9-point lead. Miner inside the line. Bounce to Thompson, head of the arc. Up the arc, left to right, Taylor. Taylor trying to get in there, lost the dribble. Big tangle up at the baseline. Taylor came away with it, got it to Polk. He'll spin move, left block, puts up a shot, partially blocked by Minix, but cleaned up and scored by Thompson, who's got 7.
Minix had to come from the weak side to try to get a hand on that shot, and that left Thompson wide open to come in for the putback.
7-point Morehead lead. Left hash, Morton from Thelwell. Out front, Ricks, high right, Latham. Straight away to his left and Minix. Latham, right to left behind him, angling toward the right wing. He'll back up, shoot a 3-ball, put it down! Latham with 8. Big shot there gives Morehead State the 10-point lead. That matches their biggest advantage of the ball game. And Khalil Thomas is at the scorer's desk about to check back in.
That's a very good thing.
1:10 to go in the half. Out front, Taylor on Latham, high left. Driving left of the lane in the Minix with a left-hand scoop and score. Rayshon Taylor with 7. 29-21. Morehead State. Inside a minute to play, first half. Thelwell walks it up the floor, unguarded across the timeline. Miner checks him as he heads toward the right arc. Now picked up by Taylor, back out to the line and Latham. Latham driving the left wing. Now he'll turn, fire a line drive, 3 swish!
I think J2's feeling it.
11 for Jordan Latham. Morehead State by 11, 32-21. 30 seconds to go until halftime. Now 27, 6 less on the shot clock.
Eagle delegation in the stands across the way all come to their feet.
Taylor on Latham. Now Minix out to guard. Taylor working one-on-one with Latham. High left, he'll float up a 3. Back of the rim, no. Rebound fought for, left of the lane. Miner has it to the right corner. Lost it out of bounds. Morehead State basketball. With 7.2 ticks left in the first half, and Morehead State will take that use-it-or-lose-it timeout to talk things over. They should get at least a decent look at the goal with 7.2 seconds to set up the offense at the other end.
Heading to that offensive huddle, Chuck, while we've got a second, a guy who was doing some coaching before they even got over to Coach Preston Spradlin was point guard Drew Thelwell. And we talked about Riley Minix being off OVC Player of the Year, Jordan Latham also first-team All-Conference. The one who's missing, who should not be missing, is Drew Thelwell. And while we don't want to take anything away from the other guys who were named to that team, because they were all deserving as well, but Drew Thelwell, the winningest player in Morehead State basketball history, far and away leads the OVC in assists, the consummate point guard. And no, he doesn't score in double figures, but it isn't because he can't. It's because he doesn't need to, and he understands his role on that floor as the floor general. He's not the guy that has to be putting the ball in the basket. He's done such a tremendous job facilitating others to do that job, and I think he was really overlooked in that all-OVC team voting.
7.2 seconds to go in the first half as Ricks will inbound to Thelwell, far side backcourt. Drew turns and burns to the offensive end, left to right, down the right wing of the block to the baseline with a goal, to scoop and score! As time runs out in the half, Drew Thelwell, who you just talked about, showed why he is so valuable. He not only distributes the basketball very well, but when you need a hoop, he can find it for you.
And he just gave Morehead State its largest lead of the evening going to the locker room.
And we will go to the halftime locker room. Morehead State on top in this OVC quarterfinal round game over SIU Edwardsville, 34-21 here in Evansville. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. We'll come back to talk about the first 20 minutes after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place, at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey-gooey, cheesy, crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh, yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Well, Morehead State with its biggest lead in this ball game as we hit halftime at the Ford Center in the OVC tournament. Quarterfinal round action, MSU on top of SIU Edwardsville, 34-21. Tom, what really struck me during the first half, Morehead State had a difficult time for a good bit of that first 20 minutes offensively. I think picked up the pace a little bit toward the end of the half, but the defense was so very good, especially the switching on defense to get to potential scores like Taylor and Miner.
Yeah, I noticed it especially on DeMarco Miner, who has been an Eagle killer. Rayshon Taylor in the past has done some damage too, but this year it seems like DeMarco Miner has just gone nuts on Morehead State. But yeah, that switching defense, changing up the bases and the primary defenders on some of those key scores has, I really believe, confused the Cougars a lot on the offensive end. And that's reflected in the points scored. DeMarco Miner, only 3 points, 1 of 6 from the field so far. Rayshon Taylor has 7, but only 3 of 8. So neither of those guys shooting it at the clip that they would like to be.
Let's go ahead and look at the numbers from the first half of play, courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank. Going inside numbers, first of all, for SIU Edwardsville, 2 players with 7 points each, Rayshon Taylor and Terrence Thompson, 3 points apiece for DeMarco Miner and Desmond Polk, 1 point for Shamar Wright, no other Cougar player scored. SIUE, 8 of 27 from the field, 29.6%, 3 of 5 outside the arc, 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Out-rebounding Morehead State, 18-16. SIUE with 6 offensive rebounds, 3 assists, 9 turnovers, 1 steal. For Morehead State, 1 player in double figures, Jordan Lathan, a game-high 11 markers. 9 points coming from Riley Minix. Then 4 apiece, Drew Thelwell, Khalil Thomas, and Zach Eiemi. 2 points for Eddie Ricks. Deontay Miles, who had foul trouble, along with Jerome Morton, who did not have foul trouble, failed to score. Morehead State 13 of 28 from the field. That's 46.4%, 5 of 16 outside the arc, just 31.3%, 3 of 4 at the line, again out-rebounded 18-16. MSU with 4 offensive rebounds. Top rebounder, Riley Minix with 5. Eagles have 4 assists, 5 turnovers, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Morehead State at the half leads over SIU Edwardsville in this OVC tournament ball game, 34-21. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. Your feature on MSU coming up here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
For those of you who enjoy keeping chickens around, for farm-fresh eggs all year long, Hinton's 18% layer feed is for you. Our layer feed has a vitamin and amino acid balance for hen health and more eggs per chicken per year. It also contains added probiotics to support healthy digestive systems and is formulated with alfalfa meal for higher quality, better tasting eggs. Best of all, as with all our homegrown feeds, our layer feed is made fresh every week with locally grown natural ingredients. Quality food starts with quality feed. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. Tyson chicken tenders from Allen's award-winning deli are specially priced for only $6.99 a pound. Chobani classic yogurt cups are just a dollar. Yellow and zucchini squash is only $1.49 a pound. And the 12-ounce pack of No Yolks noodles is just $2. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Dr. Bernadette Barton, professor of sociology and coordinator of MSU's Cultural Competency Certificate. Dr. Barton, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this Cultural Competency Certificate is a couple years old-ish right now. And what was the need, whether across campus or within our society, that made you and your colleagues decide that this was something that should be offered to students?
Well, this was actually proposed by the Council on Post-Secondary Education, and our previous associate provost, Dr. Lori Couch, came to myself and Dr. Connie Hardesty and asked us to spearhead this cultural competency certificate. And she said, if you get on it, you know, MSU may be one of the first public universities in the state to create it. And indeed, we are. We're the first to have a certificate program for undergraduate students, an 18-hour program. And what the Cultural Competency Certificate does is introduce, reinforce, and foster mastery of the basic elements of cultural competence, including knowledge, self-awareness, and application of diversity, inclusion, and equity concepts. So basically, we live, as you know, and many of our listeners know, in a fairly homogeneous area. Mm-hmm. So what the Cultural Competency Certificate does is allow students the opportunity to take a wide variety of classes that expose them to the ideas, beliefs, backgrounds of people of diverse backgrounds, and give them the tools and expertise to meet folks where they are and help them and support them and connect with them in ways that are valuable both in their personal lives and for employers.
Specifically, it's an 18-hour program, mm-hmm. Program of study. What kind of classes are they going to be taking? I don't know if you want to just tell us the titles of some classes.
The classes are Introduction to Sociology, International Culture and Diversity, Race and Ethnicity, and Introduction to Gender Studies. So those four classes are the core. And then students can take two other electives from a wide variety of classes across the university. That includes classes in history, criminology, political science, education, library science, and nursing. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to have a class, you know, in the certificate program from every discipline in the university. So every single major at MSU can, you know, take, you know, get the certificate with a class in their topical major.
And as students are graduating, are they finding this a marketable kind of piece of information to put on a resume as employers are looking at those?
Yes, I've taught the sociology capstone course for years and years and years, so I've spent a lot of time with students helping them develop their resumes and cover letters and thinking about grad school. And it's hard for students when they don't necessarily have a lot of work experience. There isn't a lot for them to put on their resumes. Mm-hmm. So the cultural competency certificate is just a wonderful thing for them to be able to put on there that shows they have a useful skill that's valuable to employers, because we are indeed a more and more diverse world as we get into the second decade of the 21st century.
Dr. Barton, thank you so much for telling us about this program of study. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Dr. Bernadette Barton, Professor of Sociology and Coordinator of MSU's Cultural Competency Certificate. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Morehead State Public Radio.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're getting ready for the second half here at the Ford Center in this OVC quarterfinal round game. Morehead State on top of SIU Edwardsville, 34-21. I'm Chuck Meraz along with Tom Lewis. Tom, if I'm thinking about a key for the second half, is be ready for SIUE to attack as soon as this second half starts. They are going to really come after Morehead State. The Eagles need to match that effort and intensity.
Absolutely, Chuck, and that may be the biggest key of the night. Survive that first big push. You've built a 13-point lead. You're playing well, particularly on the defensive end. Do not have a letdown. Do not have a lull. I think more importantly, defensively than even offensively, and give SIUE any momentum whatsoever on the offensive end.
Yeah, exactly. And Morehead State's offense picked up toward the end of the first half. continue with that. I really love that they ended the first half with that basketball going to Drew Thelwell, who took it right to the goal, and he scored as the clock was winding out.
Yeah, and we saw flashes of good things on the offensive end. You know, the Eagles only scored 34 points in that half, but we saw Jordan Lathan with that little run where he started feeling it, hit a couple of triples very close to each other. We saw Drew Thelwell at the end of the half taking charge and showing why he's this team's leader, particularly on the offensive end. And earlier in the half, Riley Minnix doing what Riley Minnix does. And so it hasn't been a one-man show. This hasn't been a case of, you know, one guy having to do all the work. They've really spread that around.
34-21, Morehead State leads SIU Edwardsville. Second half coming up on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Linex of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Morehead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Morehead State 34, SIU Edwardsville 21. Cougars will start the second half of the basketball. They've got Taylor, Shamar Wright, Lamar Wright, Thompson, and Miner on the floor. Thelwell, along with Miles, Thomas, Minnix, and Lathan for MSU.
See if Deontay Miles can avoid picking up that ever-dreaded fourth personal foul early here in the second half.
Midcourt near side, Shamar Wright on the bounce to Taylor, who comes across the line down central. Works on Lathan to the right arm. Stops, looks, spins left. Back out between the circles, Miner. Miner on the drive on Thelwell, got to the block, turns it back out free throw line, Lamar Wright. To the near side, Miner. To the right corner with the basketball, Shamar Wright tries to angle out. Goes high right, back between the circles, Miner with seven to shoot. Miner straight away over Thelwell for three, side of the rim, no. Ball ricochets out of bounds to the right corner, and Morehead State has it to go right to left.
And the Eagles picking up right where they left off defensively in that first half. Great help defense, great switching man-to-man, and just fundamentally sound.
Thelwell to Minnix wide right. High left to Miles, end left. Miles on Shamar Wright, coming up the arc near side, and out to his right, Thelwell between the circles, down the left arc, Minnix. 13 to shoot, Riley spins toward the block, they want to double him, he'll kick it back out high left to Thelwell, straight away Lathan, Jordan on the drive, backs up, he'll shoot from 19, bangs it off the rim, no, floor rebound, left block, DeMarco Miner for SIUE. Check that, Taylor. Taylor coming the other way, left of the lane. Fakes the shot, can't find it. High left, right over for the basketball. He'll come in on Minnix at the baseline. Over him from seven off the glass and in.
Well, you don't see that very often where a guy comes in and overpowers Riley Minnix, but give Wright a lot of credit for that aggressive play.
34-23 Morehead. Now Minnix trying to answer with a three ball at the other end and does it. Riley in the double figures with 12, and it's 37-23. Left hash Taylor down the wing, Miner in the corner. He'll step into a three that's an air ball that clears everything into the awaiting arms of Riley Minnix. Minnix across the line on Lamar Wright. Moves it high left, Thomas. Back out far hash to Lathan. Lathan penetrates, got to the left block, turns to his right, kick out far side, Thomas. Steps left into a three, back of the rim. Rebound, Minnix after the miss. He'll try the putback, yes!
Oh, and then he flexes on his way back down to play defense.
14 for Riley, it's 39-23 Morehead. High left, right, back behind him, left to right, Taylor. He'll drive the lane around, Miles for the layup, and it's in. Miles with three fouls, playing it careful, and Taylor gets around him to score.
We've seen Rayshon Taylor do that against a lot of low post defenders, though.
Yeah. Fellwell, left hash Thomas, turns it right, goes out front to Minix, outside the right hash to Lathan. 18 to shoot, Lathan, right angle drive, jump and shoot off the window from 10, no, floor rebound in the key, taken away by Shamar Wright. He'll hustle left to right to the offensive end, down to the wing, tries to get on Minix, high right to Lamar Wright. Back to Shamar, right block extended, trying to pound his way in on Minix. Now the double with Miles to Thompson, blocked by Minix out of bounds. SIUE basketball, but a nice block inside by Minix with some help side defense.
Yep. You said the magic phrase there, too, help side. And can't overstate enough just how well Morehead State's doing that defensively tonight.
Miles and Lathan leave. Ricks and EIME in for Morehead State. 14 to shoot, baseline left. Inbound to Shamar Wright. Left corner, Rayshon Taylor covered by Minix, who back tapped in. The ball goes out of bounds. Baseline left with nine to shoot. Cougars get it right back. Again, Riley Minix with good hands.
He might be good enough to be OVC Player of the Year, Chuck.
Yeah. Taylor, baseline left. Left corner, Shamar Wright. In on Thomas. Spin to his right. Got to the goal with a left-hand layup and scored. 41-25, Morehead. Fellwell, backcourt on Taylor. They bump as they come across the line to the right of the logo. Fellwell surveys the traffic. Taylor checking him, who reaches in and now fouls him. Taylor with his first foul, first of the Cougars in the second half. We have immediate timeout. 16:40 remains in this ball game at the Ford Center in Evansville. OVC quarterfinal round action. Morehead State 41, SIU Edwardsville 25. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Morehead State 39, SIU Edwardsville 27. They had messed up the scoreboard, which when I look at it, obviously it messed me up too.
It was not Chuck's fault. I will account for that. I will attest to his innocence in this matter.
16:40 left to go, a whole lot of time as both teams battle back and forth. The winner of this ball game will play UT Martin, the tournament's second seed, tomorrow night at 10:30 Eastern. That game also will be on ESPNU. But you can always turn the sound down and listen to us.
Yeah, apparently a few people do that. My good buddy Wes Holland, my partner on a lot of Morehead State women's basketball broadcasts, texting, telling us that's what he's done.
He's back in Morehead right now. Unfortunately, the MSU women lost yesterday in the tournament, their tournament, 58-50 to Tennessee State.
I like what we've seen from Morehead State defensively, Chuck. The Eagles still shooting under 50% for the game, 45.5%, but defensively they have really put the clamps on, and SIU Edwardsville only 33% from the field came into this game, a 42.5% shooting team.
Ricks, offensive end, left hash inbound for Morehead State. Back to Thelwell outside the hash on Rayshon Taylor. They're chasing man-to-man. Bounce right wing to Ricks at the arc. Ricks back out straight away. Catch and shoot three for Thomas. Flash! Yeah!
Just about tell it was going in before it left his hands just by the positioning of his feet. He was square, went straight up, beautifully done.
He's got seven. Miner to Thompson. High right, he'll work the dribble. Can't find Taylor, who can't get free from Thomas. Now does so up top. He'll drive left to the lane. Lost the ball as he was tapped from behind by Thelwell. Ball goes out of bounds. It was off of Taylor, so it's Morehead State basketball. And that, for SIUE, is turnover number 10.
They average 10.5 a game. We've still got over 16 minutes to play here tonight.
42-27, Morehead State, 16:04 to go in the ball game. Right at the logo, offensive end, Thelwell. With the right-hand dribble, now right at the logo on Taylor. We talked about the Cougars have gone to a man-to-man. Thelwell, high left. Turns right off the screen from Eiemi. Driving right block to the baseline with a goal and a scoop and score. Drew Thelwell with six. Boy, when he sees that alley, he is aggressive in taking it.
Well, he got assists by way of a couple of really nice high screens there, too.
Here's Miner left of the lane. Nothing doing there out to Thompson. High right, Taylor had a screen. He'll drive the angle, kick out straight away, Thompson. He'll drive right block to the goal, runs over Eiemi and picks up a charging violation.
You know, Chuck, you could see the maturation almost as you watched Zach Eiemi play that out. He initially looked like he was going to come forward and challenge the shot, recognized he wasn't going to get there, and had the presence of mind to set himself outside the arc and take that offensive foul.
Second on Thompson, second on the Cougars, and it's 44-27. Morehead State with a 17-point lead after that last basket by Drew Thelwell.
And I believe Coach Brian Baroni wants a 30-second timeout.
15:25 left to play in the ball game for the Cougars. Probably a good timeout. Morehead State with another basket or two could break this thing wide open.
We'd like to see him do it. Absolutely.
I like the way the Eagles have come out here in the second half. We talked about SIU Edwardsville most likely coming out guns blazing to open the half, but Morehead State answering with a great deal of its own effort and intensity.
Yep, Eagles led by 13 at halftime, and so far since intermission, the Eagles outscoring the Cougars 10-6. So if anybody came out guns a-blazing, it was Morehead State.
17-point lead. MSU makes a lineup change as Deontay Miles is in. Let's see, Thelwell, Ricks, Thomas, and Minix out there. The Wrights are out there for SIU Edwardsville, along with Miner, Taylor, and Polk, who's returned. Thelwell from Thomas across the timeline on Taylor. They bump, no call. Now the ball knocked away, but Thelwell got it back at the logo. Turning left, hands it to Minix outside the left hash with 16 on the timer. To his right to the logo, Thelwell runs out on the catch. High left, Minix wide open from three-point land. Ooh. In and out, no. Fight for the rebound. Out of bounds, it goes off the leg of Zach Eiemi, who nearly had the offensive board, and he had the basket to himself if he could have held it. And Miles will check in for Eiemi. Boy, he's upset with himself because he knew if he had that ball in his hands and had secured it,
yep,
he had an easy basket.
But to his credit so far tonight, Chuck, Zach Eiemi playing one of the better games he's played as a Morehead State Eagle.
Very solid. Miner down central, left to right across the timeline. Driving on Thelwell to the right block. One-hander, it'll go in from five out. Miner with five. Morehead State, 44. SIU Edwardsville, 29.
Interesting frontline look for Morehead State right now with Miles, Minix, and Ricks on the floor at the same time.
Thelwell and Thomas play catch. Free throw line, Minix now. High left to Thelwell, knocked away a steal. Miner with it. Polk got a piece of it. Miner left angle drive, far corner to Taylor. He'll fire a three ball, rims out, no. Fight for the rebound, tipped up and in by Lamar Wright, who's fouled by Miles, who picks up his fourth and gave away a basket to boot.
He may have actually scored that basket, Chuck.
Miles with his fourth. He'll have to head to the bench soon, and Lamar Wright will be at the free throw line. Lamar Wright with his first 2 points of the ball game. He's a 64% free throw shooter. He has his team back within 13. And he has that free throw now to try to cut the Edwardsville deficit further, and he gets the job done. 44-32. 14:27 to go as Thelwell takes the inbound from Thomas and speeds it up as he runs to the right hash and leaves it there for Latham. Minor hand checking there very aggressively. Right hash back to Thelwell. Right corner open. Thomas catch and shoot. Three. Spins out. No. Fight for the rebound. Minix put back. Yes! Riley Minix with 16. MSU up 46-32. High right Taylor. Down the wing near side. Shamar Wright. Backs in on Thelwell. They double him. Kick to the far side. Open three. Look and a miss by Polk. Ball bounces to the right corner of the far corner and goes out of bounds to Morehead State. And we've got another timeout.
Before we go to the break, you mentioned Riley Minix with 16 points, also 8 rebounds, including that big offensive one right there.
Yeah, he's got 18 double-doubles this season, 9 straight. And we have a media timeout with 13:53 remaining in this contest. It's Morehead State 46, SIU Edwardsville 32. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, 2 hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with 2 warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any 2 wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Morehead State on top of SIU Edwardsville with 13:53 left to go at the Ford Center in the OVC tournament, 46-32. This is quarterfinal round action. Taking a look at some of the numbers courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Morehead State shooting 47.4% from the field to 35.1% for SIUE. Cougars are 3 of 9 from outside the arc. MSU 7 of 22. As for Edwardsville, 3 of 4 at the line. Morehead State, 3 of 4 rebounding, 23-21. Edwardsville turnovers. Cougars with 11. The Eagles with 6. And your top scorers, Riley Minix with 16 for Morehead State. Jordan Latham with 11. And on top for SIUE is Rayshawn Taylor with 9.
You know, overall, it's hard to find much fault at all with the Morehead State effort tonight. One of the stats that a little troublesome, the Eagles have forced 11 SIUE turnovers, which is above their season average, but that's only translated into 6 points off of turnovers. Eagles with only a 6-3 advantage there.
Some backcourt pressure by SIUE. Thelwell takes the inbound from the far corner where it was tossed in by Thomas. Across the line comes Drew, left of the emblem. Minor guarding him. Drew turns right back to the emblem. Back to his left, back to his right between the circles. 16 on the timer. High left to Ricks. Eddie holds high. Left to the lane to Minix. He'll play it down on Shamar Wright. They double him. He'll take it to the goal. Ball knocked out of his hands. Loose out front. Taken by Miner. He'll come left to right to the offensive end. Pull up from 18 and fire an air ball. It sails out of bounds. And this has not been DeMarco Miner's night.
No, it has not at all.
That's at least 2 air balls tonight for the fine player for SIU Edwardsville.
He did go down early with what appeared to be an ankle issue, but he seemed fine since. I wonder if that may be affecting his play, though.
Latham outside the right hash to his left, up top to Minix. Minix between the circles, right to left. Latham comes forward. Near corner, Thomas wide open from three-point land. Put that one on the board.
Caught the Cougars sleeping defensively there. The Eagles hadn't really reversed the ball until that pass to Thomas, and he was just absolutely wide open.
He's got 10, the third Moorhead player in double figures, 49-32. Moorhead State. Lamar Wright drives to the left block, cut off there by Minix. Turns, fires on that spin move. Missed it. Rebound ricochets off the hands of a Cougar player. Ricks had a piece of it, but last touch by SIUE. Moorhead State basketball. Baseline right backcourt toward the corner to inbound. Moorhead State 49, SIU Edwardsville 32, 12:40 to go. Thomas inbounds to Thelwell. Drew met at the timeline by Miner, who bodies up on him. Drew picks up the dribble, needs help, out to the timeline to take the short feed as Ricks down the left arc. He drives and leaves it for Thomas toward the elbow. Minix double team. Riley pitches it back out to the logo, and Lathan with 10 on the timer. Near side Thomas, left corner wide open. Ricks, he'll shoot the three, bangs it off the heel of the iron. No. And a foul on the rebound. I think they got Shamar Wright shoving Minix. Shamar Wright, second personal. Third on the Cougars, and Moorhead State will keep the basketball baseline right with a fresh 20 on the shot clock. As Thompson returns for SIUE, Brian Taylor also re-enters the game.
That was a good spot by you, seeing Shamar Wright. A little shove in Minix's back, but it was obviously enough to warrant that personal foul.
Lathan on the inbound for MSU. Goes high right to Thelwell. Turns left back to Minix. Open right side. He'll shoot a three ball. Off the rim, no, and another foul on the rebound. This time it's Moorhead State, and it might be Lathan this time.
Yep, I believe you are correct. That would be his second.
And just number two on MSU. 49-32. Moorhead State by 17. Minix takes a break. He heads to the bench. He's replaced by Zach Iaimi, who's given Moorhead some very good minutes tonight. Miner lets the ball roll on the inbound all the way across the midcourt line outside the left hash. He picks it up on Thelwell. Down the sideline to Taylor. High left Thompson. Back behind him, Brian Taylor. Brian Taylor driving by Ricks. Left angle. Can't find a shot. Down low. Coming Miner, he's triple team, tangled up, pitches it out straight away. Polk for three, got it. He was bailed out because he was trapped.
Oh, absolutely.
Polk doubles his point total. He's got six. 49-35 MSU, 11:44 to go. Thelwell, right hash up the sideline. Thomas Ford skips it between the circles. Ricks back to Thomas. Khalil toward the corner. Right elbow, Iaimi. Zach holds, looks. Wide left, Thelwell. He'll catch, shoot, three ball, no, off the glass. Floor rebound taken by Lathan, back to the goal, blocked by Thompson. Taken away, Brian Taylor. Here comes SIU Edwardsville on the run. Polk at the left side, shoves off on Thomas, backs up, lost the dribble, got it back toward the timeline. Head of the key, Shamar Wright, driving left block to the baseline to the goal over Iaimi. Forced up the shot, missed it, foul on Zach, his third. And that will be two free throws for SIUE.
And Riley Minix already back at the scorer's table getting ready to check back in.
Moorhead by 14 as Shamar Wright stands in line right for two. Shamar Wright with 5 points, one of two at the stripe. Also has four rebounds tonight. Lefty steps into the first one and cans it. He, by the way, is the all-time leading scorer for SIU Edwardsville in Division I basketball. They were a Division II program until about 14 years ago or so, actually about 15 years ago. But in Division I play, he is the top scorer for the Cougars. His second free throw gives him another point.
He's also played more games than anybody else in an SIU Edwardsville uniform.
He's got seven. Moorhead State's lead at 12. Thelwell across the line is works that Moorhead State offense with Minix back in there. Thelwell nearly lost the dribble, 16 to shoot. Turns right off the Minix screen. High left to Ricks. He'll catch, fire a three, banging off the rim. No, rebound tap. Lathan off of Thompson almost. Well, not off of Thompson, out of bounds. And it's SIUE basketball. Moorhead State settling, I think, again, Tom, for too many threes.
Yeah, I think you're right, Chuck. And this is really the first stretch of this game where MSU looks out of sync to any degree on either end of the floor.
10:49 to play in the ballgame. OVC tournament, Moorhead State in Evansville leads SIU Edwardsville 49-37. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Moorhead State 49, SIU Edwardsville 37. MSU on a scoring drought of 214, one of its last seven from the field, all of its last five. Lead at 12, though, with 10:49 to play. Moorhead State, as Tom and I were talking before we went to the break, maybe settling for threes that they didn't have to settle for in the last couple of minutes. But, you know, sometimes that's their M.O. MSU from three-point land, only 8 of 27 tonight.
Give credit to the Cougars. They've done a little better job of extending that pressure on the perimeter. And the Eagles have had a lot of good open looks from outside. But the last several trips when they've shot those threes, they've typically had at least one hand in their face.
Cougars have the basketball. Rayshon Taylor lets the inbound from Polk roll all the way out to about the midcourt line before he picks it up. Now goes right elbow on the skip to Thompson. Free throw line back for the goal. Polk faces up on Ricks. High right coming left. Taylor between the circles. Taylor on the move down the right arc into Thelwell. Turns left. Now he's tripped up and he falls down on a foul on the reach in by Jordan Lathan, his third. Moorhead State with its fourth.
They may have called that on Thelwell, Chuck. I'm not sure.
I'll have to see.
Yep.
Thelwell with his second, so Lathan still with two.
They both were in the vicinity.
As they squeezed into the ball handler. And now Thelwell knocked out. An offensive foul on Polk of SIU Edwardsville.
That was on SIU's number three, Rayshon Taylor.
Rayshon Taylor. They signaled two, not three. How many fingers am I holding? 49-37, Moorhead State by 12. Lathan controls toward the right sideline, to the right of the logo, to the offensive end. Up the left sideline, back of the hash, Thomas Wart between the circles, Ricks. One bounce high left, Minix. Minix fakes over Shamar Wright. Back behind him, right to left for the basketball. Thelwell, 13 on the shot timer. High right to Ricks. Ricks down the right wing. 8 to shoot. 7 to shoot. Down low, over the head of Riley Minix and picked away by Shamar Wright of SIU Edwardsville. Bad pass. Shamar Wright down the left arc. Working on Thomas. Trying to back to the lane. Pound baseline. They double him. Now triple him. And we've got a foul on Moorhead State.
That's on Lathan.
That's on Moorhead State's number two.
That's his third.
Eagles
9:53 left to go, and that's the fifth on Moorhead State.
On the other end, the Eagles are having a really hard time figuring out that extended defensive pressure from SIU Edwardsville.
Left wing after the inbound, Shamar Wright. Shamar Wright on Thomas, who hand checks. He fakes, he drives baseline, and did they call another foul?
Yep.
On Thomas this time, only the first on Khalil. I'm not sure I saw it, but I'm not right on top of the play either.
It's number six on the Eagles, so next foul puts the Cougars in the bonus the rest of the way.
Shot clock reset to 20. Baseline left. Brian Taylor, the SIU inbound. left corner, Shamar right. He'll catch, shoot the three, miss. Minix flies into the lane for the rebound for Morehead State. Bounce ahead to Thelwell. Morehead State could use some points.
Absolutely.
Scoring drought of over 3 minutes. Back at the logo, Latham from Thelwell. Looking for that screen from Minix. High left, near corner, Thomas. Trying to get to the baseline, can't do it. Out to the hash, Latham cuts in. Back to the corner, Thomas. Sets his feet, the three, it's in.
Oh, they needed that one, Chuck.
Three triples in the second half, four for the game for Khalil Thomas. Now with 13 points. 52-37, Morehead. 9:07 to play. Rayshon Taylor, left wing drive by Thelwell, got to the goal, feeds it inside, ball out of bounds into Tom Lewis, who saved the lives of at least three people here at side court with that tap.
I think my laptop went unscathed as well.
Although a water bottle took the worst of it.
Yeah, but I had the cap on this time. I learned my lesson at home with a Pepsi can earlier this season.
Inbound. Outside the right hash offensive end, SIUE, Rayshon Taylor. Out between the circles, Thompson on the catch, high left to Polk on Ricks. Morehead man-to-man. Polk holding, looking, left hash up the sideline, Miner for the basketball on Latham. Down the wing, left block extended, Shamar right, double-teamed high right Polk. He'll move into his right, shoot up the 19-footer, Latham the rebound, Morehead State. Jordan will push it up the other way. Two on three, Latham deck for the right side, Ricks high right to Minix, back out to the hash up the sideline. Latham takes the basketball, skips it, right of the lane to Minix. Minix on Miner, size mismatch, he'll take it baseline. Got around Thompson, lost his footing, fell down, and did he step out of bounds with it? Yes, he did. So Morehead State with another turnover. That's number eight. Lamar Wright has come into the ball game for SIUE. He replaces his brother Shamar with 8:29 to play, 52-37 MSU. MSU will drop inside the center line to defend as Thompson inbounds on the bounce to Miner.
Eagles have had their scoring woes of late, but now the Cougars in a 2-minute, 45-second drought of their own.
Taylor high left to Miner. Miner turns right into Latham, backs it up to the line, high left to Taylor, covered quickly by Thelwell. He'll step left, now fake, shoot the three ball, curls out of the iron, no good. Ricks a rebound, Morehead State to Jordan Latham.
Talk about the Eagles settling. The Cougars might have settled right there.
Latham at the left hash with a standing dribble on Miner. Turns to his right, comes to the logo. Works off the Minix screen to his left. 15 on the timer. Straight away, Ricks on the drive. Eddie spin move to the right for the block for the goal. Feeds up the five-footer off the iron twice and in.
Oh, that was a beautiful move by Eddie. Knew he didn't have the outside shot open, but the presence of mind to get that rotation into the lane and the nice floater.
Lead at 17 for Morehead with 7:37 to go. Lamar right, baseline right, the drive. Cut off by Thomas. Back in the lane. Got it to Rayshon Taylor. Fakes, lays it up, took contact. Got the basket to go. We'll get a free throw after the foul. And I think it's Riley Minix it is.
It is.
And for Riley Minix, that'll be his first. And Morehead State seventh. So SIUE goes into the bonus with 7:31 left to play in the ballgame. We have a timeout on the hardwood. Again, 7:31 left to go in this OVC tournament game. Quarterfinal round action. Morehead State leads over SIU Edwardsville 54-39. We'll come back with Rayshon Taylor shooting a free throw. I'm Chuck Meraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
7:31 to play here in Evansville in the OVC tournament game between Moorhead State and SIU Edwardsville. And the Eagles up by 15, 54-39. But Rayshon Taylor will stand line right for a free throw as he was fouled in the act of hitting a layup by Riley Minix. Taylor with 11 points, shooting his first free throw of the night. At the stripe this season, he's very good, 81%.
Minix was really frustrated after he picked up that foul, but that was just two savvy, experienced players, and one just got the better of the other as Taylor did a good job hesitating and getting Minix airborne to pick up that foul.
Taylor pounds it down once, looks up, right-hand push, and the free throw is in. He's got 12. Thomas will inbound full court. Cougar pressure. Comes in to Lathan. Miner will pick him up from about 90 feet away, and now at midcourt, Miner from behind fouls him. As Lathan just threw one up from about 30 feet and banked it home. Won't count.
Yep.
But it looked funny, and it looked good. Miner with his first foul, the fifth on SIUE. Moorhead State will inbound right hash offensive end. Lathan to Thelwell, who pushes off on Taylor and takes the pass. Thelwell faces up on his man, comes high left, back out front to Ricks. Ricks holding, looking. Bounce inside the right hash to Thomas, down the wing to Minnick. He'll fight his way to the block, got to the lane, tied up by Lamar Wright, and they're going to call a jump ball, but possession light to Moorhead State. That should have been a foul.
Yeah.
He had both arms around him. Come on.
Yeah, he did.
And that's not good. That was a foul. That wasn't a tie-up. But Moorhead State will inbound with eight to shoot, baseline left. Lathan looks in, goes to the left corner. Thomas throws it to Lathan, knocked away. Thelwell has it, four to shoot. Left side, he'll fire a three, bangs it off the rim, no. Hits the side of the iron and bounces out of bounds toward the left corner, and it's SIUE's basketball.
Eagles seem to have been riding the ship offensively, but that trip really, really ragged.
Out of sync. Miner down central, left to right, across the timeline on Thelwell. Moorhead man-to-man. High right, popping out for it. Lamar Wright, right to left up the sideline. Polk, head of the key to Dorian Staples, who just came in. The Miner driving right angle. Triple team, right corner. Lamar Wright for three. Bangs it off the rim, no. Outside the left block, Ricks a rebound. Spun away from Rayshon Taylor and got the ball to Thelwell. Dorian Staples, a 6'7 senior from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Thelwell, left angle drive. Fouled as he tried to turn around Taylor, who gave him a hip check. Rayshon Taylor's third personal. 54-40, Moorhead State by 14. Foul number six on SIUE. Staples out, replaced by Shamar Wright. Shot clock reset at 20. Moorhead State left sideline offensive end inbound. Khalil Thomas. Outside the near hash, the Thelwell to Thomas, who comes forward and flips it out to Ricks. And now something away from the ball, apparently. Or no? Not sure.
Not sure what's going on here.
Maybe they didn't start the clock.
The shot clock.
Yeah, shot clock is now at 17 as Thomas inbounds inside the left hash again. Right there, he gives it to Thelwell. Drew plays it down with the right hand. 12 to shoot. Drew floats down the left arc. At the side, keeps the dribble. Bounce left block extended. Minix. Minix takes it to the goal, lays it up and in with two hands as he spun around a defender and got to the basket. 18 for Riley, 56-40 Moorhead. Taylor the other way, snakes his way through a traffic, and he scores a layup.
Despite that basket by Minix, the Eagles look confused right now, Chuck, on both ends a bit. The body language isn't great. They've still got a double-digit lead, but they cannot afford to let down here.
56-42, they lead. Thelwell on Lamar Wright to the right elbow. inside the lane to bounce Dominick to the right block to the baseline to the goal, scores it off the glass. Don't count it. He was fouled before the shot. He'll get a free throw opportunity because that's foul number 7 against SIU Edwardsville. So Morehead State in the bonus. That goes to Shamar Wright, his third personal. And it's 1+1 line left for Morehead State's Riley Minix. He's not been to the free throw line in this ball game. He does have 18 points, 10 rebounds, so his 19th double-double of the season and his 10th straight.
And he's hit a couple of three-pointers.
Free throw up and in for Riley. Averages 20.5 points a game. As we talked about, the OVC Player of the Year, first team All-Conference, Terrence Thompson, back in for the Cougars. He replaces Desmond Polk. Minix with his team up. With 5:35 to go to shoot a second free throw. Plays it up and through. Minix now with 19. Morehead State up 58-42. Taylor, left wing, coming back for it. Lamar Wright out between the circles. Miner. High right, back to the goal. Shamar Wright looking inside, back outside. High left to Lamar Wright. Drives left, pull up, jump and shoot from 10. Off the glass, off the rim, no good. Whistle foul, Morehead State. He'll get two free throws. Second foul on Riley Minix. Eighth on MSU. With 5:20 left to go, Lamar Wright stands in at the free throw line for the Cougars of SIUE. 3 points in the ballgame, 1 of 1 at the line. Wright steps up, shoots off the iron, off the glass, and good. This game has been wearing a pair of shoes that are about a half size too small. Just not real comfortable.
Yeah.
Second free throw by Wright. It's through.
At least the last 10 minutes or so have felt that way.
58-44, though. Morehead State facing backcourt zone pressure. 1-2-2. Thelwell double team. Trap. Got it across the line to Thomas. Right hash to Lathan. Alley-oop inside to Ricks, who knocks it down.
That's how you handle a full court press, Chuck.
Six for Eddie. 60-44 Morehead. Miner dancing out front on Thelwell. Turns left off the screen from Thompson. Left of the lane, spin right. Come to the hole from three and score. Miner was 7. 60-46 Morehead State. 4:48 to go. Thelwell across the line to Lathan at the right hash. Checked by Miner. He'll back it up. Take a look at that man-to-man SIUE defense. Down the left wing, Thelwell. Thomas wants the ball, but sets a screen instead. Lathan dribbles off of it, high left, got to the left block, to the goal, right corner, Ricks, sets his feet, catch, shoot, three, yes sir! Eddie Ricks, now at 9, and now at the other end, a steal by Thelwell. Eagles 4-on-1, Thelwell, the alley-oop, tapped up and in off the glass by Thomas. And a timeout taken. Morehead State converts on that 4-on-1 break after the steal and leads 65-46 with 4:15 to go. And look at the Eagle faithful across the way on their feet. They're excited. And we have a full timeout. Let's step away. Again, 4:15 to play here in Evansville at the OVC Tournament. Morehead State 65, SIU Edwardsville 46. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Save on chicken feed and supplies during Hinton Mills annual Chick Days, March 8th and 9th at all 6 locations. Save on Hinton's fresh, local layer feed, grower, and other chicken feeds. Save on feeders, waters, bedding, heat lamps, and other poultry essentials. The baby chicks have arrived at our Flemingsburg and Mount Sterling locations. We have a wide variety to choose from while supplies last. We have Chick Days color and sheets for the kids, and make sure you grab a free sample bag of all-natural EnviroBug while supplies last. Hinton Mills. Let's grow baby chicks together.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer at combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Well, Moorhead stayed large and in charge here in Evansville in the quarterfinal round ball game. With SIU Edwardsville in the OVC tournament, the Eagles on top 65-46 with 4:15 to play. And while we have a moment, let's go ahead and pause for station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Moorhead State by 19 with just over 4 minutes to go. They're sending out Rick Stelwell, Minix, Thomas, and also Lathan, Thompson, the Wright brothers, Miner, and also Rayshawn Taylor for SIUE. Moorhead State will peel off and play defense inside the half-court line as Edwardsville inbounds to go the distance left to right. Miner rolls it in. Rayshawn Taylor watches it roll all the way up to the midcourt line before he picks it up on Lathan. He'll drive the left wing, standing dribble there. Now picks it up, bounce left block, Shamar Wright, guarded by two Eagles straight away. Lamar Wright, he'll step into a three, bang it off the rim. No offensive rebound. Thompson put back, wouldn't go. Whistle foul, he'll get two free throws. And this one's on Khalil Thomas, his second. Moorhead State's ninth. Boy, you get the rebound there. Hoo-wee. You're going the other way with a chance to clear the 20-point barrier for a lead. Now, Thompson is lying right. He's got 7 points all in the first half. He's 1 of 1 at the line, 64% coming in for the year. First of two free throws is good.
Now the Cougars getting a chance to put points on the board here. A lot of their missed shots of late have been short. You got to think fatigue starting to set in a bit.
Thompson bags the second free throw. 65-48 Moorhead. 1-2-2 zone pressure. They're trapping out of it. Lathan gets it across to Thelwell. Still backside. Drew across the line to Thomas, who came back for it. Right hash, Lathan. Lathan holding on. Taylor plays it down. Right angle drive to the block, to the baseline, to the goal, off the glass, off the rim and in. 13 for Jordan. 67-48 MSU. 3.5 to go. High left, Miner down the wing. Standing dribble on Thomas. Turns right. Tries to drive the lane, jump stop at the block, blocked by Minix. He's knocked down and fouled. I think Ricks may have gotten it. No, they're going to call this on Minix?
Wow.
Boy, that's the third on Riley. And I thought maybe Ricks may have gotten him from behind, but I thought the block was cleaned by Riley Minix.
They saw something I didn't. Yeah, I looked at the replay monitor down the way with the ESPN Plus crew. It looked like there was a fair amount of body contact down low.
Miner, the top free throw shooter in the OVC with two. The first one's in as it rolls around and drops through. He's got 8 points in the contest as Desmond Polk checks into the Cougars lineup for Thompson. 3.5 to go, 67-49 MSU. Miner about to shoot his next free throw. Squats down, looks up, right-hand push, good rotation, and he gets the result. 67-50 again, that pressure backcourt by the Cougars. Moorhead State breaks it as Lathan gets it to Thomas. He'll drive right of the lane, then peel back out to the far hash, bounce it out to the line, and Lathan the reset. 19 to shoot. Jordan Lathan with 3:16 to go, works it toward the left hash. Bounce between the circles, Minix. Left to right behind him, Lathan. 10 to shoot. Lathan looks over the traffic, 7 to shoot. He'll drive to the right block to the baseline to the goal, feeds it up off the glass, missed the shot, knocked down. Whistle foul against SIUE. Two free throws for Moorhead State's Jordan Lathan. This is Lamar Wright, his third. Team eighth on SIUE. Two free throws line left for Moorhead State's Jordan Lathan. J2 tonight with 13 markers.
Also 4 rebounds and 4 assists.
This will be his first free throw of the night. And it's in. Latham, all OVC in his one and only season in an MSU uniform. All newcomer team as well. Jordan with the next one, lines it up, pops it, and cans it. 15 now for him. 69-50, Morehead State, 3 minutes to play. Miner inside the left hash, turns right on Thomas, got to the lane to the goal, puts it up over Minix, missed the layup. Offensive rebound, Taylor, he missed the shot, but he's fouled as he's knocked down.
Eddie Ricks, I think, will be the guilty party. He got in there and blocked the shot, but he caught part of Taylor's arm in the process.
So the first foul on Ricks sends Taylor line right for two with 2:53 left to go. Morehead State up by 19. Rayshawn Taylor, 14 points, make it 15 as he sinks the first freebie.
Taylor sixth all-time in scoring at SIUE.
Second free throw leaks out, no good. Ricks a rebound, tangled up, and I think he may have been fouled. He was.
Rayshawn Taylor
picks up his fourth foul. Team 9 on the Cougars, and now Eddie Ricks line left. We'll shoot one in the bonus.
Correct myself. I said Rayshawn Taylor, sixth on the all-time scoring list at SIUE, actually has moved into fifth tonight with his 15-point performance.
Ricks in this ballgame, 9 points all from the field. Has not shot a free throw. He's 67% at the line, and he missed it. Kicks off the heel of the rim, no good. Rebound SIUE, Miner with it. Miner at the left wing, far hash, Taylor. Taylor fakes, driving on Thelwell, left angle. Dump inside the lane, knocked away and stolen. Thelwell with it, nearly slipped. Needs help to the midcourt line, left sideline. Thomas has it. Thomas down the wing to Ricks. Ricks holding, cross court, right hash to Lathan. 2:27 to go. Right angle drive for J2. Got to the baseline, had it knocked away, and a steal as Lamar Wright knocked it to brother Shamar. He'll take it all the way down the floor, lay it up and over Riley Minix and scored. And Riley Minix just picked up his fourth foul as well.
On Morehead State's number 22, Riley Minix. That's his fourth.
So 2:18 to go. 69-53. And Shamar Wright will try to finish off the old-fashioned three-point play for SIUE.
I understand the Eagles have probably put it into cruise control a bit, Chuck, but it's definitely gotten ragged for the Eagles down the stretch here.
And Shamar Wright's left-handed free throw is in. And Brian Taylor will come in for Edwardsville.
Replacing Rayshawn Taylor.
Rayshawn Taylor goes out. Again, full court Cougar pressure as Thomas will inbound to go 94 feet right to left. Thomas wants Lathan toward the far corner. Double teamed ahead to Thomas at the right sideline. He'll jog it midcourt line. Bounce right corner, Minix. Back up the sideline. He comes on the dribble. Out to the line and Lathan. 20 on the shot clock. 2:08 to play. Minix controls right hash. On Taylor. Back out to the line and Lathan. 13 to shoot. Lathan on Shamar Wright, who gives him a hip check right at the midcourt line and picks up his fourth foul. And that's number 10 on SIUE. So now Morehead State joins the Cougars into the double bonus situation. Line left will be Jordan Lathan for the deuce. Lathan tonight with a total of 15 points, 2 of 2 at the line. Free throw on the way, clank, no good. Hit the heel of the iron, ricocheted away.
In the game number 3,
Rayshawn Taylor back in for SIUE.
Jerome Morton checks back in for Morehead State. Drew Thelwell heads to the bench.
Lathan taking a couple of practice free throws without the ball, now gets it from the official. His second free throw is in the air, and this one right down the tube. 16 markers for him, right at his average. 70-54, Morehead State, a minute 54 to go. Miner at the right wing into Jerome Morton, driving baseline right, pushes off, got underneath, tries a reverse layup, blocked by Morton, taken down by Lathan, who's immediately fouled by Miner, who is trying to get away from him, but fell over the top of him. Second foul on Miner. And Jerome Lathan, or rather Jerome Morton, will get a couple of free throws line left.
You know, Miner, who just picked up that foul, Chuck, he came in, his last four games was averaging almost 23 points a game along with 12 rebounds. He's still in single digits tonight with 9.
Well, they're going to send Lathan to the line.
Huh.
I thought it was Morton who was fouled.
Yeah.
So two more free throws for Jordan Lathan, and J2 bags the first one. 17 markers for the graduate student from Grandview, Missouri. 71-54 Moorhead. Second free throw and a miss by Lathan. 1:49 to go. High right, Taylor on Thomas. Tries to penetrate, drives by him. Got by Morton. To the goal, lays it up and in. And a timeout for SIUE.
Timeout SIUE.
30-second timeout. During the timeout, Moorhead State will send its, well, not their last available player, but as far as guys who have gotten much time in rotation at all, George Marshall will check in, the 6'3 sophomore out of Jackson, Mississippi.
And for George, just his 19th ball game of the season, this is Moorhead State's 33rd.
Looking at the other guys available on the bench, the only other guy who has seen action this season, who's dressed out tonight, who has not played, is Brady Dingus.
And we may yet see him.
Yep.
71-56, Moorhead State with 1:40 left to go. Both teams in the double bonus. Once again, we remind you. And Marshall in there to join Thomas, Minix, Thelwell, and Ricks. They haven't seen Miles or EIME for quite a while.
No.
Full court. SIUE pressure as they match him up man-to-man. Thomas into Marshall. Marshall was grabbed immediately by Polk. And Desmond Polk picks up his second personal. And George Marshall, nation's leader in free throw percentage at 1,000%. He's 7 of 7 on the year. Will stand in line left to add to that impressive total and percentage.
At the line, George Marshall.
No pressure.
Everybody on this team loves George Marshall.
Yep. Everybody around this team loves George Marshall.
Yes. George Marshall now trying to love himself with a free throw.
Oh,
missed
no. Oh, and the free throw percentage just plummeted.
Here comes Miles in for Moorhead State.
That percentage just dropped from 100% to 87.5% on the season.
But George has a second opportunity to start rebuilding it.
He'll carry on.
The sophomore steps up with 1:40 left to go. Floats it up there and missed that one as well.
Wow. The broadcaster's jinx is real.
71-56. Shamar Wright straight away. Left-handed three. Missed it. George Marshall baseline right. The rebound. Wrestled it away from two Cougars down the floor to Ricks all by himself. Here he comes. Tuttle Hart. Slam-a-jamma. 73-56 Moorhead. Now Ricks with a near steal at the other end as Miner gets it to Taylor. High left, backs out, fires a free ball of his own, rolls off the rim, no good. Jerome Morton the rebound with 1:09 to go, tries to dribble away from three SIUE players. One of them reaches in and fouls him on the arm.
Jerome.
And that's Miner with his third.
Morton in some pain, shaking that left arm. Looks like he might have taken a shot to the wrist.
Yeah. Miner slapping at the ball, hacked Morton right across that left wrist, and now he'll have to use that left wrist because he's left-handed to shoot two free throws. Brady Dingus at the scorer's desk for Moorhead State. Morton, first free throw up and in. This guy is going to be a good player, Tom.
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah, he's got a lot of skills.
Dingus in for Thomas.
Great attitude. I think when the confidence level rises, you're going to see a steep increase in this guy's ability and what he contributes.
Second free throw by Jerome, nothing but net. Dingus, the 6'1 redshirt freshman from Martin County. 75-56 Moorhead. Shamar Wright driving on Ricks, lost the ball off his leg out of bounds, right under the goal at the end to our right. And Moorhead State will inbound with 1:01 to go. It will be Eddie Ricks to play it in. And Now, are they going to look at the monitor to make sure that this is a Morehead State inbound, or will it be an SIUE inbound?
I certainly hope it's to determine who should have possession and not being this nitpicky about how much time should be left on the clock with a 19-point margin with 61 seconds to go.
Yeah, good point. Morehead State about to advance into a matchup tomorrow night against UT Martin at 10:30 Eastern. First game of the night will feature Western Illinois against top seed Little Rock. Championship game is Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern. Solid defensive effort tonight by Morehead State. When you look at the numbers, MSU has held SIUE to 35% shooting, only 4 of 16 outside the arc. Now they switched it up and they'll say it's the Cougars who will get the basketball baseline left to inbound and not Morehead State. And Desmond Polk will trigger that inbound for Edwardsville. Looking in, left of the lane, Shamar Wright, in on Morton, shoves off, has his shot rejected by Ricks, and they're going to call Morton for a foul as he took an elbow to the chin.
Yeah. Sure, I saw a whole lot there.
Morton's first. Shamar Wright is line right for two.
At the line, Shamar Wright.
10 points tonight for Wright. About four below his average, but he does have two free throws here. Floats it up with the left hand. It'll rattle and go. 58.4 seconds to go. Morehead State has made six of its last six field goal tries. Next free throw, up and in by Shamar Wright. He's got 12. Full court pressure by the Cougars. Down 75-58. Inbound immediately to George Marshall, who is immediately fouled. And it's the fourth foul on DeMarco Miner.
And he will immediately head to the free throw line at the other end.
And hopefully immediately make two free throws.
Yes.
George looking for a measure of redemption after missing his last two free throws.
His only two misses of the season.
At the line for two shots.
7 of 9 now for the season. George stands line left. First one up. This one's good. George with his first point.
He's back on track.
Yeah. And he waves to the crowd to say, yes, I'm here. Ready to do it again.
Happy to be.
And you're happy to see me. Next one up and in. And away, George. 9-11 on the year. MSU up 77-58. Lamar Wright straight away from Miner. Fires up a three and missed it. Left block rebound. Rayshawn Taylor, who takes it to the hole, scoops and scores. Inbound to Brady Dingus, flips it up the left sideline. Morton runs to the offensive end with 43 seconds to go. Heads to the right hash, chased by Rayshawn Taylor. Spins away from him. Looks like something out of the Harlem Globetrotters
sure
right now. To Miles, back to Morton, left wing, Brady Dingus. Back out it goes to Miles, and Dingus is fouled by Shamar Wright, who just fouled out. That's his fifth. And Brady Dingus will get two free throws. This will be his first two free throws of the season. He had three shots from the field this year, all of them three-pointers, and had made two of them.
This is huge, Chuck. Brady Dingus could overtake teammate George Marshall as the nation's leading free throw shooter.
We'll see how that plays out. Dingus is lying left. Brady's another really good young man.
Oh, he can absolutely stroke it from outside.
Yeah, you watch him warm up, and he nails them left and right.
Practice. And
he missed the free throw.
I'm sorry, Brady. Should have kept my mouth shut. No, but another character guy, another guy who understands his role in this program and works his tail off in practice, largely helping the first stringers get ready and game plan, but does his job admirably.
A lot of changes for SIU Edwardsville. We'll have to pick them up as they come down the floor with 28.6 seconds to go. Brady Dingus with another free throw. Talked about he's from Inez, Kentucky. Free throw up, miss. Rebound, left block, Polk to Miner. Here comes SIUE. Miner back to Pickett, who just came in. High left, Brian Taylor way out in there. Left hash. He'll fire a three off the glass and a miss, and a rebound, Jerome Morton with 15 seconds to go. Immediately, he is fouled by Jordan Pickett, the 6'3" freshman from Belleville, Illinois, who picks up his first personal as he just came in moments ago, and he etches his name in the scorebook. Never to be forgotten. 77-60, Morehead State. 14.8 seconds to go. Morton, free throw up and in. He's now 3 of 3 at the line for all his points.
In the game, Ethan Yancey and replacing DeMarco Eddie and Torado checking in for the first time and the last time this season for SIU Edwardsville as the final seconds of this game will tick away.
Adeola Soon also in there, a 6'9 junior from Nigeria.
Replacing Brian Taylor.
78-60 MSU. Morton trying to put some more icing on the cake. Left-handed free throw. In and out, no good. Rebound Pickett. SIUE offensive end Pickett toward the left hash on Dingus, who hand checks right wing. Ball put up by Quani Rudd for three, and he cans it. He just came in. Rudd, a 6'5 junior from Mount Vernon, Illinois. And Morehead State on the inbound. Dribbles out the rest of the clock in the person of Eddie Ricks, and this ball game's over, and Morehead State advances into the semifinals of this year's OVC tournament. Your final score from the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. Morehead State 78, SIU Edwardsville 63. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. Coming back to start your post-game report here in 2 minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Welcome back to the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. And the OVC tournament. Morehead State advancing out of the quarterfinals tonight as the Eagles beat SIU Edwardsville 78-63. MSU has now won four straight when you include the last three games of the regular season. MSU now 24-8 overall. For SIU Edwardsville, the Cougars will end their season at 17-16 for all games. Tom Lewis, I think a pretty strong performance overall by Morehead State, especially on the defensive end.
Absolutely, Chuck. You know, they hit a bit of a lull. Things got a little ragged there in the second half at about the 15-minute mark, on down toward about the 5-minute mark, but not ragged enough for it really to make much of a difference. But, yeah, in particular defensively tonight, the effort was fantastic. I think the game plan on the defensive end was exactly what it needed to be. Made it very difficult, and this is what Preston Spradlin talked about in the pregame show. You have to make it difficult for SIU Edwardsville to get the shots that they want, and I think Morehead State was very good about that.
Well, they held the Cougars to just 21 points in the first half, and they did an excellent job, especially, as you mentioned, on the Cougars star, DeMarco Miner. He had 9 points tonight, a guy who averages about 16 a game.
And he's been averaging about 23 a game over the last four.
And he has been an MSU killer over the years.
Yes, absolutely. And I thought that was the biggest key tonight. Yeah, they've got other guys who can hurt you as well. I mean, Rayshon Taylor, one of the best that this conference has seen offensively, the Wright brothers as well. And so it's not like DeMarco Miner is the only option. That was, I think, the primary goal and the thing the Eagles needed to do the most, and they did it beautifully tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Again, your final score from the Ford Center tonight in the OVC tournament. Morehead State advances into the semifinals with a victory over SIU Edwardsville, 78-63. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. We'll come back and run the numbers for you, courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh store ground beef from Brown is specially priced at only $4.49 a pound. Fresh asparagus, just $1.99 a pound. And 15-ounce cans of Our Family Pinto, Black, Great Northern, and Navy beans are only $1 a can. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Again, Morehead State advances into the semis of the OVC tournament. The Eagles knock off SIU Edwardsville by a count of 78-63. MSU now 24-8 on the season. Those 24 victories represent the second-best total for a single season in school history. The record is 25, and if Morehead State can pull off a victory tomorrow night against UT Martin, they'll match that record. More importantly, they will advance into the championship game of the conference tournament on Saturday. Now let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for SIU Edwardsville, the top scorer was Rayshon Taylor. He was one of two Edwardsville players in double figures. Taylor with 19 points. Shamar Wright adding 12. 9 points apiece for DeMarco Miner and Terrence Thompson. 6 points for Desmond Polk on two threes. 5 points coming from Lamar Wright. 3 points late from Quani Rudd, who got into the ball game with under a minute to go. Cougars emptied their bench, and none of the other SIUE players who got on the floor put on any points on the board. SIUE finished up 21 of 58 from the field, 36.2% from outside the arc, 5 of 19. From the free throw line, 16 of 18. They were very good from the line. Out-rebounding MSU, 36 to 34. SIUE with 11 offensive boards. Their top rebounder, DeMarco Miner, was 6, also a 6 for that matter, was Terrence Thompson. Cougars passed out 5 assists, had 14 turnovers, had 4 steals, and 2 block shots. Checking out the Morehead State worksheet, 4 players in double figures. Riley Minix led the way with a game-high 20 points. Jordan Lathan adding 17, 15 points from Khalil Thomas. Eddie Ricks off the bench for 11. Drew Fellwell was 6 points, 4 points for Zach Iyemi, 3 points for Jerome Morton, George Marshall with 2, Brady Dingus, and Deontay Miles played but did not score. Morehead State, 27 of 54, and even 50%, 10 of 30 outside the arc, only 33.3% there. At the line, 14 of 23, just about 61%. Again, out-rebounded 36 to 34. Morehead State's top rebounder, Riley Minix, with 10. That means he now has 19 double-doubles this season, including 10 straight, 77 for his collegiate basketball career. MSU, besides those 34 rebounds, 8 of them were off the offensive glass. They had 12 assists in the ballgame, 5 by Drew Fellwell. And if you're keeping track, Drew now with 201 assists this season, only 3 away from the single-season record set by Nick Stojakovic back in 2007-2008. Morehead with 14 turnovers in the ballgame, 4 steals, 3 by, or check that, 2 by Drew Fellwell, and 4 block shots, 1 apiece, Minix, Iyemi, Ricks, and Morton. Morehead State wins it 78-63. We'll come back with more from the Ford Center here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Once again, Morehead State advances out of the quarterfinals of this year's OVC tournament in Evansville, Indiana, beating SIU Edwardsville 78-63. We're on the postgame show. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by Associate Head Coach Scott Combs. Scott, good performance by the ball club, I thought, tonight. Defensively, in the first half especially, it was really good, holding the Cougars, a very good offensive team, to just 21 points.
You know, I thought so as well. When you get that halftime box score and 21 points from a team that is explosive, experienced, and can put some numbers up there, it says a couple different things. And the one that jumped off to us was our defensive plan, our scheme, whatever you want to call it, was working well, especially early in the half.
Well, DeMarco Minor has been an MSU killer in the recent years, and you hold him to 9 points tonight. That's a big key when you talk about defensive effort, because I'll tell you what, if Miner's not cooking, it's tough for the Cougars to win.
Well, it's definitely a big key. You know, each team has their plan. They have their board in the locker room, and Minor in his first two games against us really put it to us. And I know we split, but his numbers were high, and we thought all along if we could contain him just a little bit, you're not going to stop him, as he's going to put up 13 to maybe even some nights 20 shots. And tonight, to hold him to 3-for-13 from the field, it says a lot about the guys that were defending him. And it was a group effort. I know Thelwell got a nod on him early, but overall, I think we just wore him down.
Offensively tonight, you shot 50%. The offense kind of came and went tonight. It'd be a really good spurt, then all of a sudden Edwardsville would do some things with their defense to change things around. There would be a dead zone, so to speak, on the floor for the offense. And all of a sudden they'd pick it back up, but 50% overall, can't complain too much.
No, we're really tickled about that number. And the one thing that, you know, you go into a game with a plan, and even offensively, and then you Miles picks up a couple fouls, and we have to adjust in the sub pattern. But we ended up, you know, getting the ball to where it needed to go, whether it was on the dribble or with the pass to the paint, and then specifically to Minix's hands. In that first half, it was just able to get our confidence. And it, like you said, in spurts and in runs, I think they had a lot to do with, you know, us looking like it was stalling out there from time to time, but we were able to persevere through, and overall, that's a big number when you look at that percentage.
Well, it seemed like every time you needed a big basket, though, when SIUE would start to make any kind of a run, somebody would find it for you.
Yeah, I think it was by committee. You know, you look at the balance, and you know, you take out Miles. He got no little foul trouble, and he's not a point production's not real high for him, but he does some really good things for us. At Minix, you know, Latham was 17, Minix 20. You know, Khalil shot it really well. I thought Drew took what was there. You know, his three ball from our last home game going 4-for-4. It seems, you know, he could shoot it, so he was able to muster his way into the paint and kind of, you get a couple big buckets there. And then Zach was able to find, a couple free throws and a good bucket. All that stuff that takes place in that first half sets you up for the second half. And you know, Ricks, he's kind of one of those that is a second-half player right now. And he just was steady. And you look at the end of the game, and the balance is what's getting us those Ws.
Well, you mentioned Zach Iaimi played 12 minutes and 17 seconds tonight, 4 points and 2 rebounds. And you look at the box and you say, oh, that's not that impressive. But, yes, it was, because he gave you some good defensive minutes along with that. The rebounds he got seemed to come at key times, and he got some big baskets when you needed them.
He did, and you know, he missed the first dish off, and he got it back. He made the next one, and he made his free throws. He took a really nice charge there in the second half. So, you know, when we rotate those guys in, it's a little bit by committee, and I'm glad those guys are getting to see the floor, especially the freshmen. You know, you got Morton and Ricks in these lights right now, and I even heard Lathan in the locker room. It's his first win. So those guys are getting to see the floor, and especially with us getting into advance, hopefully that carries over to tomorrow with our confidence.
Well, how is the mindset coming into this game with the players?
I think it's pretty good. You know, we're a team that, trying to take advantage of the time on the floor, and we didn't get much out here. So you look at some scores, and you start you tighten up just a little bit, and you notice that the ball's not bouncing in for some of these teams that maybe it normally does. And it's tournament play. You're on neutral site. Sometimes the rims are a little tight, but I thought overall we were in a good mindset, so much so that we didn't need to rely on an outside jumper to go in. Now, we did. We made a good number tonight. But I think getting that ball inside, we would like to get a few more free throws. You can say, well, we're just not getting the calls. I think some of it's a little bit of both. We're just trying to, in tournament play, one possession at a time and see if we can and get that lead and build on it. And that's what we were able to do tonight.
Is it good to have that tournament game tonight before you play UT Martin tomorrow night, maybe to work out some of the kinks, maybe any jitters if there are any?
I think so. You know, and at least that's how we're spinning it. Yeah, last year's team was great. I think we were, I wouldn't say far by far away the best team, but we were up there. We just played a poor, half, and then maybe 10 minutes, and it got us. And again, this is tournament play. This is what we do as a profession. What these kids are doing. We love this time of year, like probably everybody that's in this gym tonight, listening on the radio. It's what we do. But you have to be able to perform, and whether it's a physical game like from your seat right here. Ours over there looked like it was a little rough and tumble for a minute there, but you got to play through it. We were here last night and saw that too. You got to adapt, and you got to adapt quickly. Playing tonight, I think, will help us for tomorrow, and hopefully we take advantage of it.
Well, how about UT Martin? That's a team you split with during the regular season, and that's a club that will come down and score a lot of points.
They do, and not that we were looking ahead, but when our scouting takes place from our staff, we talk among the staff from time to time, and they're powerful. They pack a powerful punch now, and we've got our hands full. We probably played at our place. It seemed so long ago. We played really well. I'm not sure they played great at their place. Just a couple, two, 3 weeks ago, I thought we both played decent. They came out on top. It went back and forth. So, being the third time. It's going to be a little bit of a chess match. I think they want to get up and down a little bit. They've got some scoring power, and hopefully we can get off our feet here and give us some fresh legs. But we're going to go up against a powerful team, as you know, in the Skyhawks, and it should be a good game.
All right, Scott, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Again, that's Associate Head Coach Scott Combs. I'm Chuck Mraz. Morehead State wins it over SIU Edwardsville 78-63. Coming back for the final segment of the post-game report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
'78-63, Morehead State over SIU Edwardsville in the quarterfinal round of the OVC tournament. Earlier tonight in the other quarter, it was Western Illinois edging Tennessee State 61-59. MSU moves into a matchup with UT Martin tomorrow night at 10:30 Eastern. Time now to name our MSU star of the game. Plenty of stars tonight. All these guys really played great defense this evening. But Riley Minix with another double-double, 20 points and 10 rebounds to go along with one assist and one steal, along with a block shot, gets the honor. The graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, is our MSU star of the game. As we talked about, our next broadcast of Morehead State basketball tomorrow night from the Ford Center, semifinal action in the OVC tournament. The early game pits Western Illinois against top seed Little Rock.
And the late game, of course, Morehead State against UT Martin. The contest should start around 10:30 Eastern. Tom and I will start the pregame show at just about 10:15. Special thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer, Mr. Ian Corbin, for all the work back in the studio that he does, and to my partner, Tom Lewis, on the broadcast tonight. I'm Chuck Mraz, again reminding you, final score from the OVC tournament in Evansville. Morehead State wins over SIU Edwardsville 78-63. Until tomorrow night, so long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.